I did want them to realize, you know, why we did not or were not successful yesterday, and to have great resolve going forward to come back again in the off-season program and to recommit ourselves to the goal of trying to be world champions.
I'm very confident, based on the conversations I've had, that the president-elect intends to demand that kind of accountability. He's insisting upon it.
This is the first resolution. I expect that will result back to the Security Council. And I think that the time is of essence.
Last year, for instance, there were about a half a million acts of service performed on the King holiday. We expect to see that almost double.
And the Golden Globe goes to Slumdog Millionaire.
Leo, I'm so happy I can stand here and tell you how much I love you.
There's been a very long road back for me.
The most urgent threat that he'll have to deal with and other presidents after him will have to deal with is an attack on our homeland.
I told our team, we're not a team of excuses. We're not a team that rationalizes. We're not a team that tries to come up with reasons why. Rather, the fact that we did not accomplish what we set out to. And that's why we feel the way we do today.
President-elect Obama will find this, too. He'll get in the Oval Office, and there'll be a lot of people that are real critical and harsh. And he'll be disappointed at times by the tone of the rhetoric.
Blood, blood ahead. Too much blood.
He demanded their cell phones, and as they began to drive away, a bullet was fired into their passenger window.
It sent the wrong message. We were trying to say something differently, but nevertheless, it conveyed a different message. Obviously, some of my rhetoric has been a mistake.
The root cause of this problem are foreclosure issues, and that we can't allow millions of Americans to lose one of the most, if not the most valuable asset they have.
Electricity drives the wheels at all times and at all speeds. And when fully charged, the Converge can drive up to 40 miles without using a single drop of fuel.
Don't tell me the federal response was slow when there was 30,000 people pulled off roofs right after the storm passed.
They observed a 54-year-old gas station attendant on his knees, bleeding from his face and neck, and there was a female standing over him.
That part of history is certain, and the situation did change. Now, the question is, in the long run, will this democracy survive? And that's going to be the challenge for future presidents. I thought long and hard about Katrina. You know, could I have done something differently? Like land Air Force One? Either New Orleans or Baton Rouge.
I've been asked to give the invocation at the opening ceremony for the inaugural week's activities. The most moving thing about that is that it will be at the Lincoln Memorial, of course, the site of the I Have a Dream speech, and being surrounded by Abraham Lincoln's great words is just an unspeakable honor.
Here stands before you a medical miracle, giving birth to three healthy children, having three transplants, and a double mastectomy and reconstructive surgery. During this time, it is alleged falsely that she was having an affair with her therapist prescribed by the physicians. It's absurd and ridiculous.
I'm about to show you just how missing me feels. In my black high heels.
If I set up this system where all the bad ones never got seen, I'd have a pretty boring show on my hands.
It's work every day, comes from work every day. I don't know, I didn't expect something like that to happen for a guy like him.
They always are together, my goodness, I wish I could be like that.
The president-elect and I believe that foreign policy must be based on a marriage of principles and pragmatism, not rigid ideology, on facts and evidence, not emotion or prejudice.
Only a certain way to eliminate this risk going forward is for the Clinton Foundation to forswear new foreign contributions.
To actually see the numbers in black and white, to be able to say that 3.4 million people are stopped every year in the United States is rather incredulous.
I really enjoy being out in the cold weather.
Very slippery and very slow. You can't go very fast at all without spinning out.
It was like cemented over there, and it was just going from one side to the other side. Just ramping back and forth and going down the ramp. You know, this was an opportunity for them. It started to become a hangout. We've had cars not stopping at the stop signs.
Nobody listened. Nobody listens until something really bad is going to happen.
We cannot give up on peace.
I believe that the character and the fundamentals of our state are equal to any task.
Wow, it was crazy. I mean, I'm like, I couldn't believe that it was him. I could not believe that it was him. That guy would do that. I mean, for me, he's a friendly guy. He always says hi to me.
In her years as First Lady, Senator Clinton was one of the country's most important and best-loved ambassadors. She traveled to over 80 countries, meeting with heads of state from the Czech Republic to Nepal. She served as a representative to the United Nations, addressing forums around the world.
The gravest threat that America faces is the danger that weapons of mass destruction will fall into the hands of terrorists.
I leave town with a great sense of accomplishment and my head held high.
Today, as we assess the state of our state and look ahead to the challenges of 2009, I can't help but feel an overwhelming sense of pride in the people of New Jersey.
We need to protect taxpayers from not only waste, but from the kind of thing that doesn't do anybody but a small group of private citizens any good.
In the year of 2004, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and had a double mastectomy. It's absurd and ridiculous.
Never nothing crazy that you think, oh, this kid's going to do something. You know, he was always mild-mannered and respectful.
For terrorism, we must have a comprehensive strategy, levering intelligence, diplomacy, and military assets to defeat al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups by rooting out their networks and drying up their support for violent and nihilistic extremism.
With billions of people in every corner of the globe, those billions of people that the Obama administration hopes to reach, inspire, and influence, her presence overseas will send a strong signal immediately that America is back.
I've also said that Hamas, a terror organization that is committed to our destruction, must ultimately be removed from Gaza.
We have a much better understanding of stalking now than we did 10 years ago. We have a greater recognition of the behaviors that stalkers engage in, of the impact on victims, of how they're using different types of technologies.
I'm, you know, known for being pretty opinionated and feisty, and I think you'll see that on the show.
A person that is extremely well qualified to be one of the finest secretaries of treasury this country has ever had. There's a few little hiccups, but that's basically what they are. I am not concerned at all.
We've noticed that there's definitely skateboarders there. They're going down that ramp right into the exit ramp. People do not stop at the stop sign. They roll right through. People are making illegal left-hand turns, even though there's a no-turn sign. Definitely, it's a definite dangerous safety issue. You know, the whole thing really, it was ill-conceived and ill-designed.
Stop the auction now! We need help! Stop the foreclosure now!
To return the homes to the families and work out a modification. Okay, so we want to stop these auctions.
What is the increase in value of total ticket revenue for sold-out games between 2008 and 2009? Now, that was asked of you on July 28th of last year.
And I told you...
Excuse me, Mr. Levine, okay. Let me just finish. We'll get through this.
Sure, thank you.
Notwithstanding the fun and games that you've had with my emails, and I know that this is part of the game, and I don't take it personally.
Let me stop
but
you.
No, I am not...
I just came in, they spoke to the mother, and spoke to the children a little bit, and then decided that they were going to remove the children. You'll burn in hell. How dare you do that? How can you do that to the kids?
My feet are always freeze. I feel pain on my feet at every moment. I feel very happy because I enjoy this weather. I am a tropical penguin. I am Cuban, and I love this winter. I love this weather. Yeah, it's very cold, but I love this weather. I feel the winter delicious. It's really delicious.
It's not necessarily just throw the ball to Brook and get out of his way. It's a result of pick and roll play or some post up. So, and that's the thing that's nice about it is, you know, and that's what, you know, Vince is such a great model for, is how he makes other guys better.
My dear guests, I am Mr. Rook, your host. Welcome to Fantasy Island.
This investigation revealed a shocking degree of brazenness and an apparent acceptance among these defendants that soliciting and accepting bribes and kickbacks was business as usual.
We're going to go into these neighborhoods, buy up foreclosed properties, rehab those properties, and then resell them to New Yorkers at affordable prices.
Call 311. Call Neighborhood Housing Services.
It's become almost ridiculous. We still have Pittsburgh twice, Notre Dame twice, two Seton Halls,
at Louisville, Syracuse coming in, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, even though we are 14-1, we've got the bulk of our difficult schedule as far as power rankings go coming in.
Given the importance of having a national security team in place as rapidly as possible, what I would like to do today is be able to report to have a vote here that would put our nomination. We don't have the formal papers until the president is sworn in on Tuesday, but we nevertheless want to be able to proceed immediately thereafter.
I conveyed my strong protest and outreach to the defense minister and the foreign minister and demanded a full explanation.
Very exciting, actually, to be honest. You know, to see a mixed race leader of the most powerful country in the world. Very interesting. He's got a very tough job. A lot of expectation on him, really, to fulfill.
Kudos to him, man. He did a great job.
He said praise for impact. Mm-hmm. He knew we were going down.
And even in the toughest times, we lift our eyes to the broad horizon ahead.
I see the plane come down, and I said to my son, something happened with the plane, because they come very, very down, down, down.
We dumped it, and the plane started filling with water really quick, and everyone, it was just super cool. The luck of God, man, I don't know.
How these pilots successfully ditched this aircraft in the middle of the Hudson River is extraordinary, because left or right could have been disastrous, and I just can't even believe that we're reporting seeing so many people being recovered and rescued.
When I came out, I was looking for any ongoing traffic before I pulled out, and when I looked to my right side, there was a plane in the water. Got my crew upstairs, told them to start getting life jackets ready, start getting the cradle ready, and we went right there.
I also talked to a passenger who said he was the last one up the aisle and that he made sure there was nobody behind him.
We saw that there was nobody else in the plane, and at that point, the headrests in the back of the aircraft were already going underwater.
As the years passed, most Americans were able to return to life much as it had been before 9/11. But I never did. Every morning, I received a briefing on the threats to our nation. I vowed to do everything in my power to keep us safe.
Yeah, it's frustrating. You know, it was one that we felt like we could have won. Kind of let ourselves down in the end. You know, it's tough. You know, obviously, defensively, when we don't get stops, and you know, they get a high percentage of their shots to go in.
Captain came on and said, "We're going to dump this plane, brace for impact," and probably brace pretty hard.
They were on the raft, on the wing, and there were a few people in the water.
And so, my fellow Americans, for the final time, good night. May God bless this house and our next president. And may God bless you and our wonderful country.
We descended rather quickly. I turned. I'm like, we're not going to LaGuardia. And then we noticed we're in Manhattan, I guess to our left. Yeah, to our left or right. I don't even know. The pilot, I mean, no one's calling the plane. Pilot goes, brace for impact. The only ice we had. And we know we're in the drink. Fast and great. I mean, first I saw one ferry come. Like, oh, great, a ferry's coming. And then I turn and there's another one and another one and another one.
He was coming in up over the Hudson because it was more or less like that he was trying to get the follow the plane to come back up because he was on a nosedive whenever he came past here.
They were walking on the back by the tail end of the plane. You could see the fin that still goes straight up. They were standing right there in this section. They were walking. You could see them. We could see them walking back, walking towards them. We were saying the people were there, and then more boats started coming, so they were able to get them out.
We're playing a big game here, playing, you know, guys that, you know, we've texted back and forth all throughout the year, and then communicated through the playoffs, and now we're here playing against each other. So, you know, I'm excited. Those guys are excited. This team is excited of just the opportunity.
We don't want to tell juries what happened. Ideally, we want to show them what happened. Videotaping interrogations will add transparency, which will increase the public trust.
Both engines are no longer attached. The plan is to lift that plane, to put it on a barge, and to secure it on that barge, and then we will remove the recorders.
I was a little overwhelmed, a little scared for the people. I know the water is about 32 degrees. The outside air temp was in the 20s. And I was worried if we didn't get them out right away, there would have been casualties.
someone who might have been submerged in the water from 2 to 3 minutes would have suffered severe hypothermia and could have possibly had lethal consequences.
Truly a miracle. 155 lives being saved. These folks deserve an enormous amount of credit for responding with normal but heroic human reactions.
Once I saw it, I got my crew ready, told them that we're doing man overboard. The plane went down and we got to start pulling people out of water. My crew immediately took action.
Overwhelming. I mean, the girls went to sleep last night talking. I could hear them in the bedroom saying, is this weird or what? First to hear people talking about Daddy before they knew who it was, and then to hear them talking about Daddy was weird.
Well, I'm having new thinking about who I'm intending to appoint, and I'm having a few follow-up conversations with some of those people who've put themselves forward as potential candidates. Investing a little more time in a decision is the best course, because once you make the decision, you are stuck with it.
And he made a decision to land near a vessel to improve chances for recovery.
When asked which runway the pilot would like to land on, the pilot responded, we're gonna be in the Hudson.
Big DC 9 or 10 has crashed into the Hudson River about in, oh my gosh.
What's the location where you're at now?
I'm on 71st and Riverside Boulevard.
Join me in this effort, join one another in this effort, and together, mindful of our proud history and hopeful for the future, let's seek a better world in our time.
President-elect Obama and I will need more than your prayers and your good wishes. We'll need your hard work to help us. If ours is to be a successful journey, it must be. It must be a shared journey.
I have followed my conscience and done what I thought was right. You may not agree with some tough decisions I have made, but I hope you can agree that I was willing to make the tough decisions.
At this time, we have traced only one likely source of Salmonella typhimurium contamination to a plant owned by the Peanut Corporation of America, or PCA, in Georgia.
It's bittersweet, and when I receive a text like I received from John Gruden today, I'm completely fine with it. You know, he told me to take this thing and run with it. And that was his plan. That's what he said. And that's what I planned on doing. And that's what I want to do.
Take a lot of guts, obviously, you know. And with the guys who we thought should finish, I mean, should us start the second half. And, you know, they went out and played hard for us.
The first officer reported that somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 feet, he saw a flock of birds to the right of the nose of the plane. And he commented that they were in a perfect line formation. He said the windscreen was filled with birds.
Yeah, I'm witnessing the airplane is going down. It's on fire.
Where?
I'm in the Bronx. It's turning. I don't know where it's going to fall, though.
Where are you, sir?
Oh, my God.
Ulehachriz al netzirat esh.
Our pilot responded, we're unable. We may end up in the Hudson.
They both reported that they heard booms, felt the impact, the engines powered down, and they smelt. This is, I think, the captain quoting, saying he smelt burning birds. Too low, too slow, too many buildings.
What's the location where you're at now?
I'm on 71st and Riverside Boulevard. It is closer. It's going toward downtown. I would say it's probably in the 50s.
Or 40s. Yeah, we got close. We just couldn't get over the hump. You know, that's why it's always tough playing from behind like that. But, you know, they did a good job. And every time we pushed right on their door, they slammed it shut.
We will fight for you every single day that we're in Washington, because Joe and I are committed to leading a government that is accountable, not just to the wealthy or to the well-connected, but to you.
I think he's the best president.
There are things I would do differently if given the chance. Yet I've always acted with the best interests of our country in mind.
One of the trucks, I think his name was Natural High, red and silver, his driveline broke and flew off and hit a little boy 6 years old in the head, and he's deceased.
It's really hard to even imagine that right now, you know. It's all happened so fast. I'm so fired up. I'm happy to initiate our plan, and I can't wait to get going.
I was just totally embarrassed about our performance, you know. Starts with me and then goes on to our main players and to the board. So I think it was an embarrassing start to the game, and just decided to go in another direction for today.
This is Cactus 1549. Hit birds. We lost thrust in both engines. We're turning back towards LaGuardia.
He called, braced for impact, and he made a decision to land near a vessel to improve chances for recovery.
And they're getting themselves ready to play a game. It's not going to be, we're not getting ready for the moment at 6:30 either. It's going to be a three-hour and 15-minute, you know, fight on Sunday night, and our guys are getting ready for that.
When you have experience going to these types of games, it definitely helps out. We've had a lot of guys that have been to the NFC Championship game, so that experience hopefully will help out and, you know, allow us to have some sort of edge against the Cardinals.
A lot of people started to leave because they didn't want their children to see what was going on.
We see what's going on in Iraq, and everybody wants to do something to help out.
Operation Success, and everything's fine.
Then we go and look at the Lincoln Second Inaugural, which is on the other wall. And Sasha looks up and she says, boy, that's a long speech. Do you have to give one of those? I said, actually, that one's pretty short. Mine may even be a little longer. At which point, Ben Malia turns to me and says, first African-American president, better be good.
There's nothing that changes somebody's life like believing in something bigger than themselves. Community service, whether we're talking about cleaning up a park, serving on a neighborhood advisory board, or working in a soup kitchen, not only helps out the neighbors, but it actually helps out the students.
You have to play mistake-free football, and you have to go out and play at a high level in order to move on. You know that. And in the game, as you get into that rhythm, it sort of feels like it's a normal game.
We're still underdogs at home in the championship game, so, you know, I think that, you know, once again, I think we can keep our focus. We just got to keep our head down, working the way we've been working. The one thing that's really exciting for us is that we get to do it in front of a home crowd.
And the bottom line is, if you don't get it done, then you don't, and I can deal with that. I mean, it's going to happen eventually at some point, and I'm not afraid to fail, and that's what lets you go out there and play so loose. You know, I'm going to go out there, and we're going to do our best to come through, and that's what we expect to do, and that's what we're going to do.
You got to leave it all on the field. That's the biggest difference. I mean, playing them in a regular season, it wasn't the end of the world. You know, there was still a lot of football left to go on, and they were fighting to get into the playoffs. We were fighting to try to get the bye week during the situation, but now there's a lot more at stake. The loser go home, and the winner get a chance of going and represent the AFC in the championship game.
Whatever advantage that paints to any team, we have it, you know, and we know against this football team we're going to need every single advantage that we can get, and you know, and that's the benefit of playing at home, is that you're going to have some of those advantages in your favor.
You're talking about the MVP of the league, and that's how he's playing right now. So to say that he's playing at that high level that he played at the Rams, absolutely. That's where he's at right now.
Oh, man, it's going to take everything we got, you know. Everything has to be laid out on the field. It's the road to the Super Bowl, you know. You can't have any plays left in the game plan that's saying, man, we should have ran this play. We really have to put out every play.
He's the ultimate competitor, you know. That he's not. He plays football the way, you know, old school people play football. You know, just make a play. It don't have to be pretty. It don't have to be, you know, drawn up, sit in the pocket, pat the ball like your conventional quarterback.
You can't help but be here this weekend and not be moved by the magnitude of this. And I mostly I'm thrilled because I really believe in him. I think this country needs an extraordinary president right now, and I think he'll be one.
I believe that every single New York City high school student should do at least 20 hours of community service. That community service can be a lot of things. It can be helping to clean a park, perform a neighborhood watch, or work in a soup kitchen.
With Kellogg expanding their recall, we wanted to make sure that our consumers were kept safe as well.
We're going to be at Teddy Roosevelt's old mansion in D.C. That's where the breakfast is, and from there we're going to be, you know, trucking them around.
Over the last several years, we have made a series of bad choices, and we are now going to be inheriting the consequences of a lot of those bad choices. That does not mean that I think he's not a good person.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Warning, warning, warning.
I stand here today as hopeful as ever.
The data indicates both engines lost power simultaneously.
It'll take more than a month or a year. There will likely take many. Along the way, there will be setbacks and false starts. In days that test our resolve as a nation.
You know, we all have a role. All 11 guys on defense have a role, and I was just doing my responsibility the best that I could. It wasn't any tendency that I was reading into or anything. I was just playing my position.
You know, to end this way, it's tough, you know, when you're that close to making it to the Super Bowl. And then you just kind of seeing it just taken away from you. But this team is really pulled together, and it was that type of nucleus that you definitely want.
I think it's a great feeling to be able to help other people in our community.
The internet is an amazing tool for us to be able to organize people together. We saw that in our campaign. But we don't want to just use it for winning elections. We want to use it to rebuild America.
This is the guy that got elected, and we're going to support him, and we're going to help. This country needs to have a successful administration. The days for politics have come and gone. The next political season has a long time before it should start.
People of color, not just in the United States, but all over the world, walk with dignity, where color is nothing to be ashamed of, but indeed to be proud.
For me, it's all personal, because I went to jail, I got beat up, I got tear gassed, and to be able to see a black president, I thought I'd never see it, would not be closure for me, for not only them, but for myself as well, but more for them, because they lived too many years not being able to have the opportunity to vote, not being able to ever think that this day would come.
When everybody told us every single week, well, okay, Cardinals don't have a chance against Atlanta. They definitely don't have a chance against Carolina, and they really don't have a chance against Philadelphia. And then to accomplish that, I think, is really, really special.
I'm going over questions that we asked the candidates and, sort of background checks we did to make sure that we were able to weed out any real problems. And I think had it not been for the inauguration, I would have been able to have made the decision by now. I'm hoping to do it by the weekend.
We can't allow any idle hands. Everybody's got to be involved. Everybody's going to have to. Everybody's going to have to pitch in, and I think American people are ready to do that.
We've been struggling all along for our freedom. All we wanted was the opportunity to show that we could make a major contribution to society, to change the attitudes of people. And as a result of the change of attitudes and the very brilliant presidential candidate we have, we now have an African-American president. It's a real great feeling.
Wherever I am, I will be grateful for that part of the ground that I'm standing on.
You know, it doesn't matter who you voted for. It doesn't matter what your political views are. But everybody has to recognize that this is an absolutely amazing moment.
It's history being made.
If everybody did their job, whatever that job was, as well as that pilot did his job, we'd be in pretty good shape.
I wasn't coming until I saw Obama on the TV yesterday, and I got in my car and said, hey, I'm going to D.C.
Because I really get a sense that the yes, we can attitude, I mean, the people today have just been phenomenal.
I have brought hand warmers. I have brought a pair of corduroy pants, put a sweater on. It's going to be cold. It's going to be exciting. And then I plan to walk to Union Station and take the train back. I'll leave the parties for others. I'm a bit old for that.
We only now have not just a great patriot and a great president to be, but we have a great opportunity. We owe it to ourselves, each and every one of us, to do better in letting our kids know that it's their chance.
One thing I learned from one of the best coaches I've worked for ever, Andy Reid, is that, you know, it's a process. And we're going to have to start at the beginning here, take it one step at a time, and build on it. And like I said, it's not about predictions and bold promises. It's about building.
Well, we make a salad. Me and my friends just finished preparing chicken.
Extra help today. We've got lots of help today. And message we send to that help is we really love having you. We'd love to have you for the rest of the year, too, because we do this 52 weeks a year.
There were 17 women in the United States Senate, but the woman population is nearly 52%. And without Hillary, there would be 16. So I think it's a valid point. I wouldn't say it's pressure. I wouldn't say it's a factor. But it is a point that people have raised.
We're going to be at the swearing-in. Some of us are going to be in the parade. It's going to be very, very exciting. The military was desegregated, and now we have the commander-in-chief who's an African-American.
It was good. It was something that we needed to do. It was something that we struggled with all throughout the year. And the more we're in these situations, I think the better we're going to get. And today was a better example. We got a couple bounces that went our way. And when you play hard, sometimes, you know, good things can happen for you.
I'm so excited about this because I didn't think I'd live to see this.
We're going to make sure that government is listening to you and focused on you and making sure that people have health care and that kids can go to college and that people can pay their bills.
I'm here for history. We're a young country and we don't have too many history-making events like this one. And I want to be a part of it.
I am 64 years old, and I never thought that I would be here to see this.
And it's never been an issue. I've never, knock on wood, ever had any mugging or nothing. I mean, it's been a very safe, wonderful street. And I'm very surprised to hear about this.
I'm looking for a woman and someone who I know will help New York. And there's one who stands above them all, Michelle Obama, if I can get her to move to New York.
It's the right thing to do, and I praise the president and thank him for doing this for Mr. Ramos and his family and for the American people.
I feel like I'm going to get emotional. I feel like I'm experiencing a level of inspiration that I have only ever heard about from my childhood.
I know we're not going to get any place close, but that's okay, as long as we're here.
This was one wonderful man who transcended boxing.
I'm going to have tissues with me because I know I'm an emotional person, and this is like a new beginning.
I went to jail, I got beat up, I got tear gassed, and to be able to see a black president, I thought I'd never see it in my lifetime. And to not be here would not be closure.
Joe had the choice to be Secretary of State or Vice President, and I said, Joe, no. Well, okay, he did.
Oh, it feels great. You know, was able to get a few good shifts in the first period, sort of find my legs, and it's nice to get some scoring chances and put one away.
A lot of the passengers' luggage was still actually in the cargo holds. The overhead bins, as far as I was told, are still all closed on the plane, and all their personal belongings are inside.
He was a champion writer as well as a champion boxer. Wrote for several publications in both English and Spanish, and was a great writer and a friend of writers. Norman Mailer, Bud Schulberg, Pete Hamill. This was a special man.
I'm afraid my boyfriend's office is at home. I don't want to interrupt his writing, but I was hoping for a little communal experience. So far, there seem to be more pigeons than people, though.
Shanny played very well. First game, and obviously a big goal for us, and you can see his experience, and he's played in you know, a lot of key situations throughout his career, and you know, he handled himself very well in his first night.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling pretty healthy, and that's you know, what I hope and dream for, so that's a real blessing for me. And so now it's up to me what I can do with my racket.
Now that Barack Obama passed his dream, that I can pursue whatever dream I have.
Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
It's good to come out and share this with all the people. It's easy to sit at home and watch it, and not everybody can brave this cold because it's cold. But it's just important for me to be able to look back and think I was there on that day.
It's a feeling you can't really put on paper, you can't really explain. A lot of joy. You know, America has become America again.
I'm going to talk about how we should make the United States better and before President Bush. I just couldn't believe my eyes. It's such an honor for him to be the President of the United States of America.
Well, I believe that Barack Obama will make a change in our United States of America because he has the right confidence and will make our America better.
It's a beautiful thing. I'm proud to have the Brooklyn Steppers Marching Band going to Washington to support Barack Obama.
When we found out, I was in shock. I didn't believe it. And it still hasn't hit me yet how big this really is.
We're going to play his campaign song, Sound Still Delivered. We're also playing Another Star by Stevie Wonder.
I am so excited. We've been on TV shows and we've seen celebrities. All of it seems minuscule to performing for the first African-American president.
Because this is the best time on the place to be here, man. This is Obama's day. This is our day. I'm ready for this. Are you kidding me? No. See, you gotta be here. This is it. This is the moment. I helped the man get in office. I'm coming.
I'm just happy to be here. I never thought I would live long enough to see it. But I am. I was a participant in the March on Washington. I have my original button on. Yes, I do.
It feels more real seeing it with a lot of other people as opposed to some isolated event on television that's hard to contextualize.
Mr. President and Vice President, Mr. President-elect and Vice President-elect, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the inauguration of the 44th President of the United States of America. The world is watching today as our great democracy engages in this peaceful transition of power. Here on the National Mall, where we remember the founders of our nation and those who fought to make it free, we gather to etch another line in the solid stone of history. The freedom of a people to choose its leaders is the root of liberty. In a world where political strife is too often settled with violence, we come here every 4 years to bestow the power of the presidency upon our democratically elected leader. Those who doubt the supremacy of the ballot over the bullet can never diminish the power engendered by nonviolent struggles for justice and equality, like the one that made this day possible. No triumph tainted by brutality could ever match the sweet victory of this hour and of what it means to those who marched and died to make it a reality. Our work is not yet finished, but future generations will mark this morning as the turning point for real and necessary change in our nation. They will look back and remember that this was the moment when the dream that once echoed across history from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial finally reached the walls of the White House. In that spirit, we today not only inaugurate a new administration, we pledge ourselves to the hope, the vision, the unity, and the renewed call to greatness inspired by the 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama. Thank you, and God bless America. At this time, I call upon Dr. Rick Warren, pastor of the Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, to provide the invocation.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, everything we see and everything we can't see exists because of you alone. It all comes from you. It all belongs to you. It all exists for your glory. History is your story. The scripture tells us, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. And you are the compassionate and merciful one, and you are loving to everyone you have made." Now today, we rejoice not only in America's peaceful transfer of power for the 44th time. We celebrate a hinge point of history with the inauguration of our first African-American President of the United States. We are so grateful to live in this land, a land of unequaled possibility, where the son of an African immigrant can rise to the highest level of our leadership. And we know today that Dr. King and a great cloud of witnesses are shouting in heaven. Give to our new president, Barack Obama, the wisdom to lead us with humility, the courage to lead us with integrity, the compassion to lead us with generosity. Bless and protect him, his family, Vice President Biden, the cabinet, and every one of our freely elected leaders. Help us, O God, to remember that we are Americans, united not by race or religion or blood, but to our commitment to freedom and justice for all. When we focus on ourselves, when we fight each other, when we forget you, forgive us. When we presume that our greatness and our prosperity is ours alone, forgive us. When we fail to treat our fellow human beings and all the earth with the respect that they deserve, forgive us. As we face these difficult days ahead, may we have a new birth of clarity in our aims, responsibility in our actions, humility in our approaches, and civility in our attitudes, even when we differ. Help us to share, to serve, and to seek the common good of all. May all people of goodwill today join together to work for a more just, a more healthy, and a more prosperous nation and a peaceful planet. And may we never forget that one day all nations and all people will stand accountable before you. We now commit our new president and his wife Michelle and his daughters Malia and Sasha into your loving care. I humbly ask this in the name of the one who changed my life, Yeshua, Isa, Jesus, Jesus, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I am so pleased to introduce world-renowned musical artist Aretha Franklin to sing My Country, 'Tis of Thee. in welcoming my colleague from Utah, the Honorable Robert Bennett.
It is my great honor to introduce Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, John Paul Stevens, who will give the oath of office, administer the oath of office to the Vice President-elect. Will you all please stand?
I, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will and faithfully discharge.
And I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Itzhak Perlman, violinist. Anthony McGill, clarinetist. Yo-Yo Ma, cellist. And Gabriela Montero, pianist. Performing Air and Simple Gifts, a composition arranged for this occasion by John Williams. Honorable John G. Roberts, Jr., who will administer the presidential oath of office. Everyone, please stand.
Barack Hussein Obama.
I
solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear
that I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute
the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States faithfully.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Honor to present the 44th President of these United States, Barack Obama.
Thank you. Thank you. My fellow citizens, I stand here today humbled by the task before us, grateful for the trust you've bestowed, mindful of the sacrifices borne by our ancestors. I thank President Bush for his service to our nation. As well as the generosity and cooperation he has shown throughout this transition. 44 Americans have now taken the presidential oath. The words have been spoken during rising tides of prosperity and the still waters of peace. Yet, every so often, the oath is taken amidst gathering clouds and raging storms. At these moments, America has carried on not simply because of the skill or vision of those in high office, but because we, the people, have remained faithful to the ideals of our forebears and true to our founding documents. So it has been. So it must be with this generation of Americans. That we are in the midst of crisis is now well understood. Our nation is at war against a far-reaching network of violence and hatred. Our economy is badly weakened, a consequence of greed and irresponsibility on the part of some, but also our collective failure to make hard choices and prepare the nation for a new age. Homes have been lost, jobs shed, businesses shuttered. Our health care is too costly, our schools fail too many, and each day brings further evidence that the ways we use energy strengthen our adversaries and threaten our planet. These are the indicators of crisis, subject to data and statistics. Less measurable, but no less profound, is a sapping of confidence across our land. A nagging fear that America's decline is inevitable, that the next generation must lower its sights. Today, I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious and they are many. They will not be met easily or in a short span of time. But know this, America, they will be met. Yeah. On this day, we gather because we have chosen hope over fear, unity of purpose over conflict and discord. On this day, we come to proclaim an end to the petty grievances and false promises, the recriminations and worn-out dogmas that for far too long have strangled our politics. We remain a young nation, but in the words of Scripture, the time has come to set aside childish things. The time has come to reaffirm our enduring spirit, to choose our better history, to carry forward that precious gift, that noble idea passed on from generation to generation, the God-given promise that all are equal, all are free, and all deserve a chance to pursue their full measure of happiness. In reaffirming the greatness of our nation, we understand that greatness is never a given. It must be earned. Our journey has never been one of shortcuts or settling for less. It has not been the path for the faint-hearted, for those who prefer leisure over work or seek only the pleasures of riches and fame. Rather, it has been the risk-takers, the doers, the makers of things, some celebrated, but more often men and women obscure in their labor, who have carried us up the long, rugged path towards prosperity and freedom. For us, they packed up their few worldly possessions and traveled across oceans in search of a new life. For us, they toiled in sweatshops and settled the West, endured the lash of the whip, and plowed the hard earth. For us, they fought and died in places like Concord and Gettysburg, Normandy and Quezon. Time and again, these men and women struggled and sacrificed and worked till their hands were raw so that we might live a better life. They saw America as bigger than the sum of our individual ambitions, greater than all the differences of birth or wealth or faction. This is the journey we continue today. We remain the most prosperous, powerful nation on earth. Our workers are no less productive than when this crisis began. Our minds are no less inventive, our goods and services no less needed than they were last week or last month or last year. Our capacity remains undiminished, but our time of standing pat, of protecting narrow interests and putting off unpleasant decisions, that time has surely passed. Starting today, we must pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and begin again the work of remaking America. For everywhere we look, there is work to be done. The state of our economy calls for action, bold and swift, and we will act, not only to create new jobs, but to lay a new foundation for growth. We will build the roads and bridges, the electric grids and digital lines that feed our commerce and bind us together. We will restore science to its rightful place and wield technology's wonders to raise healthcare's quality and lower its cost. We will harness the sun and the winds and the soil to fuel our cars and run our factories. And we will transform our schools and colleges and universities to meet the demands of a new age. All this we can do. All this we will do. Now, there are some who question the scale of our ambitions, who suggest that our system cannot tolerate too many big plans. Their memories are short, for they have forgotten what this country has already done, what free men and women can achieve when imagination is joined to common purpose and necessity to courage. What the cynics fail to understand is that the ground has shifted beneath them, that the stale political arguments that have consumed us for so long no longer apply. The question we ask today is not whether our government is too big or too small, but whether it works, whether it helps families find jobs at a decent wage, care they can afford, a retirement that is dignified. Where the answer is yes, we intend to move forward. Where the answer is no, programs will end. And those of us who manage the public's dollars will be held to account to spend wisely, reform bad habits, and do our business in the light of day, because only then can we restore the vital trust between a people and their government. Nor is the question before us whether the market is a force for good or ill. Its power to generate wealth and expand freedom is unmatched. But this crisis has reminded us that without a watchful eye, the market can spin out of control. The nation cannot prosper long when it favors only the prosperous. The success of our economy has always depended not just on the size of our gross domestic product, but on the reach of our prosperity, on the ability to extend opportunity to every willing heart. Not out of charity, but because it is the surest route to our common good. As for our common defense, we reject as false the choice between our safety and our ideals. Our founding fathers, faced with perils that we can scarcely imagine, drafted a charter to assure the rule of law and the rights of man, a charter expanded by the blood of generations. Those ideals still light the world, and we will not give them up for expedience's sake. And so, to all the other peoples and governments who are watching today, from the grandest capitals to the small village where my father was born, know that America is a friend of each nation and every man, woman, and child who seeks a future of peace and dignity. And we are ready to lead once more. Recall that earlier generations faced down fascism and communism not just with missiles and tanks, but with the sturdy alliances and enduring convictions. They understood that our power alone cannot protect us, nor does it entitle us to do as we please. Instead, they knew that our power grows through its prudent use. Our security emanates from the justness of our cause, the force of our example, the tempering qualities of humility and restraint. We are the keepers of this legacy. Guided by these principles once more, we can meet those new threats that demand even greater effort, even greater cooperation and understanding between nations. We will begin to responsibly leave Iraq to its people and forge a hard-earned peace in Afghanistan. With old friends and former foes, we will work tirelessly to lessen the nuclear threat and roll back the specter of a warming planet. We will not apologize for our way of life, nor will we waver in its defense. And for those who seek to advance their aims by inducing terror and slaughtering innocents, we say to you now that our spirit is stronger and cannot be broken. You cannot outlast us, and we will defeat you. For we know that our patchwork heritage is a strength, not a weakness. We are a nation of Christians and Muslims, Jews and Hindus, and non-believers. We are shaped by every language and culture, drawn from every end of this earth. And because we have tasted the bitter swill of civil war and segregation and emerged from that dark chapter stronger and more united, we cannot help but believe that the old hatreds shall someday pass, that the lines of tribes shall soon dissolve, that as the world grows smaller, our common humanity shall reveal itself, and that America must play its role in ushering in a new era of peace. To the Muslim world, we seek a new way forward based on mutual interest and mutual respect. To those leaders around the globe who seek to sow conflict or blame their society's ills on the West, know that your people will judge you on what you can build, not what you destroy. To those who cling to power through corruption and deceit and the silencing of dissent, know that you are on the wrong side of history, but that we will extend a hand if you are willing to unclench your fist. To the people of poor nations, we pledge to work alongside you to make your farms flourish and let clean waters flow, to nourish starved bodies and feed hungry minds. And to those nations like ours that enjoy relative plenty, we say we can no longer afford indifference to the suffering outside our borders, nor can we consume the world's resources without regard to effect. For the world has changed, and we must change with it. As we consider the road that unfolds before us, we remember with humble gratitude those brave Americans who at this very hour patrol far-off deserts and distant mountains. They have something to tell us, just as the fallen heroes who lie in Arlington whisper through the ages. We honor them not only because they are the guardians of our liberty, but because they embody the spirit of service, a willingness to find meaning in something greater than themselves. And yet, at this moment, a moment that will define a generation, it is precisely this spirit that must inhabit us all. For as much as government can do and must do, it is ultimately the faith and determination of the American people upon which this nation relies. It is the kindness to take in a stranger when the levees break, the selflessness of workers who would rather cut their hours than see a friend lose their job, which sees us through our darkest hours. It is the firefighter's courage to storm a stairway filled with smoke, but also a parent's willingness to nurture a child that finally decides our fate. Our challenges may be new. The instruments with which we meet them may be new. But those values upon which our success depends, honesty and hard work, courage and fair play, tolerance and curiosity, loyalty and patriotism, these things are old. These things are true. They have been the quiet force of progress throughout our history. What is demanded then is a return to these truths. What is required of us now is a new era of responsibility, a recognition on the part of every American that we have duties to ourselves, our nation, and the world, duties that we do not grudgingly accept, but rather seize gladly, firm in the knowledge that there is nothing so satisfying to the spirit, so defining of our character, than giving our all to a difficult task. This is the price and the promise of citizenship. This is the source of our confidence, the knowledge that God calls on us to shape an uncertain destiny. This is the meaning of our liberty and our creed, why men and women and children of every race and every faith can join in celebration across this magnificent mall, and why a man whose father less than 60 years ago might not have been served in a local restaurant can now stand before you to take a most sacred oath. So let us mark this day with remembrance of who we are and how far we have traveled. In the year of America's birth, in the coldest of months, a small band of patriots huddled by dying campfires on the shores of an icy river. The Capitol was abandoned. The enemy was advancing. The snow was stained with blood. At a moment when the outcome of our revolution was most in doubt, the father of our nation ordered these words be read to the people. Let it be told to the future world that in the depth of winter, when nothing but hope and virtue could survive, that the city and the country, alarmed at one common danger, came forth to meet it. America, in the face of our common dangers, in this winter of our hardship, let us remember these timeless words. With hope and virtue, let us brave once more the icy currents and endure what storms may come. Let it be said by our children's children that when we were tested, we refused to let this journey end, that we did not turn back, nor did we falter. And with eyes fixed on the horizon and God's grace upon us, we carried forth that great gift of freedom and delivered it safely to future generations. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
The distinct pleasure of introducing an American poet, Elizabeth Alexander. Praise song for the day. Day we go about our business, walking past each other, catching each other's eyes or not, about to speak or speaking. All about us is noise. All about us is noise and bramble, thorn and din, each one of our ancestors on our tongues. Someone is stitching up a hem, darning a hole in a uniform, patching a tire, repairing the things in need of repair. Someone is trying to make music somewhere with a pair of wooden spoons on an oil drum, with cello, boombox, harmonica, voice. A woman and her son wait for the bus. A farmer considers the changing sky. A teacher says, take out your pencils. Begin. We encounter each other in words. Words spiny or smooth, whispered or declaimed. Words to consider, reconsider. We cross dirt roads and highways that mark the will of someone and then others who said, I need to see what's on the other side. I know there's something better down the road. We need to find a place where we are safe. We walk into that which we cannot yet see. Say it plain. That many have died for this day. Sing the names of the dead who brought us here, who laid the train tracks, raised the bridges, picked the cotton and the lettuce, built brick by brick the glittering edifices they would then keep clean and work inside of. Praise song for struggle. Praise song for the day. Praise song for every hand-lettered sign, the figuring it out at kitchen tables. Some live by love thy neighbor as thyself. Others by first do no harm or take no more than you need. What if the mightiest word is love? Love beyond marital, filial, national. Love that casts a widening pool of light. Love with no need to preempt grievance. In today's sharp sparkle, this winter air, anything can be made, any
sentence begun. On the brink, on the brim, on the cusp. Praise song for walking forward in that light.
Privileged to introduce the Reverend Dr. Joseph E. Lowry to deliver the benediction.
God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who hast brought us thus far along the way, thou who hast by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path, we pray. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee, lest our heart drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadowed beneath thy hand, may we forever stand. True to thee, O God, and true to our native land. We truly give thanks for the glorious experience we've shared this day. We pray now, O Lord, for your blessing upon thy servant, Barack Obama, the 44th President of these United States, his family, and his administration. He has come to this high office at a low moment in the national and indeed the global fiscal climate. But because we know you got the whole world in your hand, we pray for not only our nation, but for the community of nations. Our faith does not shrink, though pressed by the flood of mortal ills. For we know that, Lord, you're able and you're willing to work through faithful leadership to restore stability, mend our brokenness, heal our wounds, and deliver us from the exploitation of the poor, or the least of these, and from favoritism toward the rich, the elite of these. We thank you for the empowering of thy servant, our 44th president, to inspire our nation to believe that yes, we can work together to achieve a more perfect union. And while we have sown the seeds of greed, the wind of greed and corruption, and even as we reap the whirlwind of social and economic disruption, we seek forgiveness and we come in the spirit of unity and solidarity to commit our support to our president by our willingness to make sacrifices, to respect your creation, to turn to each other and not on each other. And now, Lord, in the complex arena of human relations, help us to make choices on the side of love, not hate, on the side of inclusion, not exclusion, tolerance, not intolerance. And as we leave this mountaintop, help us to hold on to the spirit of fellowship and the oneness of our family. Let us take that power back to our homes, our workplaces, our churches, our temples, our mosques, wherever we seek your will. Bless President Barack, First Lady Michelle. Look over our little angelic, Sasha and Malia. We go now to walk together as children, pledging that we won't get weary in the difficult days ahead. We know you will not leave us alone with your hands of power and your heart of love. Help us then now, Lord, to work for that day when nations shall not lift up sword against nation, when tanks will be beaten into tractors, when every man and every woman shall sit under his or her own vine and fig tree, and none shall be afraid. When justice will roll down like waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Lord, in the memory of all the saints who from their labors rest, and in the joy of a new beginning, we ask you to help us pray for that day when black will not be asked to get back, when brown can stick around, when yellow will be mellow, when the red man can get ahead, man, and when white will embrace what is right. Let all those who do justice and love mercy say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the singing of our national anthem by the United States Navy Sea Chanters Chorus. Following the anthem, please remain in place while the presidential party exits the platform. Thank you very much.
And I just hope and pray that he's going to be all right, and I'm encouraged by the news I just heard.
Sure, you know, and I wasn't sure how much I was going to get used, and I really wasn't sure. I didn't know if it would come right away, and I still think that, you know, I still think that I've got some work to do, and you know, this is a game. It's a lot of adrenaline. I think that, you know, it's just one game.
I think this is Martin Luther King's dream. It's everything that my grandmother never got a chance to see or witness, but this is the fruit of their labors.
It's something unforgettable. It's something that I remember for the rest of my life. It's inspiring. It makes you kind of feel that anything's possible.
To be part of a community is what Barack is all about. He makes us feel like we're one.
It shows that all the hard work and effort that black people and African Americans have been doing for all these years is finally being recognized, and that's a wonderful feeling.
I'm going to make it better for people to live.
It's good.
Any toll on this bridge violates the New York City Charter and will be a hardship for the residents of Rockaway and Broad Channel.
And our message is that we encourage the Queens residents and the other residents of the MTA district to lobby their legislators in Albany so we get the Ravage Plan passed. It's as simple as that. We don't want to do this.
How good looking is my wife?
This is Martin Luther King's dream. This is the next generation.
Of all the balls that are taking place tonight, along with the commander-in-chief balls for our military, who we honor, this ball is the one that captures best, I think, the spirit of this campaign.
To sit there and actually witness it and to know that there are millions of people around the world who wish that they could be here and to witness the same thing.
I think it's amazing that all of these people are here at the same time. I got teary-eyed.
So she got into the ambulance, she kind of looked over at me, gave that Irish grin. So I feel like he's going to be all right. He's going to pull through this, but it was scary.
I can't even talk right now. It's just magnificent. Magnificent. I can't believe it.
It was amazing, the turnout. The place was packed, and I just had this overwhelming sense of, like, satisfaction and accomplishment.
I was very moved by the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King, and I just really wanted to be together with my son in community to experience.
We're the future stars of the world. We can learn from what Barack Obama has said.
It was amazing, and that the speech really brought out that we can do anything and that nothing can limit us.
Barack Obama has made a change for people. He has opened doors of opportunity for people to do what they want.
America has the permission to dream in color. It's a beautiful day.
He's got all his Irish dander up, and he's anxious to get back to work.
You know, maybe it's, you know, to me, to put the right guys on the floor, make sure they're the ones there, and just getting, it's also a confidence, you know, it's getting to think that you're going to hit that big shot. So we keep doing this, you know, building on this, and just keep playing as hard as we're doing on the defensive end, and keep tightening things up a little bit, we'll be fine.
Suffolk County social host law is a violation. And the endangering the welfare of a child is a misdemeanor. The biggest would be the endangering the welfare of a child, which would be up to a year in jail.
Cars are getting pounded. The neighborhood's getting pounded.
We ask that your hand of wisdom, grace, courage, and protection will be upon, underneath, and around our 44th president, President Barack Obama.
I think as a result helped to cascade prices lower.
Yorkshire Terrier, because of its pint-sized goochness, is easily you can carry it around with you, highly portable.
I mean, you know, I'm human. It's nice, but it's more satisfying to get a win and against a really good team. And that's where we want to go, and we just got to keep it rolling.
We're going to try to put pressure on everybody that we play with our style of play. We want to be known as the most physical football team in the NFL.
I see in the big wedding fixer, wedding gift.
Four members having voting aye and two members having voted nay, the nomination is confirmed.
That alarm went off at first. We seen the smoke come into emergency, right? That's when they started the commotion, telling the patients to leave.
I was so scared that I told the nurse, untie my mother. I took my mother's bed and rolled up myself to the elevator.
It's not a campaign, but I have had a lifelong commitment to public service. I've written books on the Constitution and the importance of individual participation, and I've raised my family, commitment to education in New York City.
Rows and rows of paper brochures that used to line these walls have been mostly replaced by interactive map tables and touch screen kiosks. If you just specify what you're interested in, we and the technology can do the searches.
And I am very worried. What should I do?
The lab has been at the top for 18 years.
I urged her to do so because I thought she was an extraordinary fit for her.
Just to watch the kids and the fans interact at the end, you know, just to see the sort of, just the joy and the guys jumping around almost like you won the national championship. You know, it was a special moment for our guys.
The only way I know how to handle a challenge, that's to hit that thing head on. And that's what we're going to do. The message to the rest of the league is, hey, the Jets are coming.
They started moving us from one room to another, like escaping from the smoke. They gave us a mask and everything.
My mother was in special surgery. She just came out of surgery, and they have them in the room, and the smoke was coming out of the socket, out of the vent and sockets and everything.
Lobbyists will be subject to stricter limits than under any other administration in history. If you are a lobbyist entering my administration, you will not be able to work on matters you lobbied on or in the agencies you lobbied during the previous 2 years.
While the risk of animals contracting salmonellosis is minimal, there is risk to humans who are handling these products.
A highly versatile breed as well. Great law enforcement canine, great service dog, a wonderful family pet. It's from the herding group. And, you know, everybody just loves a German Shepherd.
There was a unanimous view that there has been insufficient time to question Mr. Holden.
Labrador Retriever is originally bred to retrieve game for their master, so they love to be with their family, and they look towards their owners to make their to-do list, so to speak. So they love to be with their family, they're loyal, they're easily trained, and that's what makes them a great family pet.
I am His Holiness, the Guru Pitka. My goal is to get you to say, gee, you are you.
During this period of economic emergency, families are tightening their belts, and so should Washington. That's why I am instituting a pay freeze on the salaries of my senior White House staff.
We started evacuating everybody. We took them to this building here, to the Annenberg building.
I started to fight with one of the doctors because he was asking me to go. I said, like, yeah, but look, she's starting to have another pain in her arm. Do something.
This is going to be a challenging time. And it will require 21st century tools and solutions to meet our problems and seize our opportunities.
He was my friend since 7th grade. He's always been my friend. I'm not really sure. I think he just had a lot of anger and it all just came out at once.
How old are you?
7, but I look a lot older.
She was, like I said, she played well. You know, I think she took her opportunities and really showed a lot of character.
Obviously, you're concerned, and, you know, Keon gutted it out, and you just hope with Devin that it's a short-term thing. He's been feeling the discomfort for around 2 or 3 days. He was able to practice with it, but it was just, you could tell early on, and he said, look, let me try to gut it out, but it was just too painful.
In order to affect the appropriate disposition of individuals currently detained by the Department of Defense at Guantanamo, and promptly to close the detention facility at Guantanamo consistent with the national security and foreign policy interests of the United States and the interests of justice, I hereby order.
I will do all that I can, working with our president, to make sure that we deliver on the promises that are at the very core of what this new administration and this new era represent.
Guantanamo will be closed no later than 1 year from now, abide by the Army Field Manual. We believe that the Army Field Manual reflects the best judgment of our military, that we can abide by a rule that says we don't torture. They are going to provide me with information in terms of how we are able to deal in the disposition of some of the detainees that may be currently in Guantanamo, that we cannot transfer to other countries.
We are not any longer going to tolerate the kind of divisiveness that has paralyzed and undermined our ability to get things done for America.
I leave this game proud that I have treated this game with the utmost respect. I have honored this game and its past heroes. And I have tried to carry on a legacy of winning wherever I've gone.
You got something you love and that you're passionate about. And it's hard to let that go.
I'm tired of living out of a suitcase. I'm tired of the baggage that comes along with the game, albeit good baggage at times, but I'm absolutely not tired of the game itself. I'll miss it. And I'll miss you guys too. And I'll miss the fans. But my time's over.
He did not agree to participate in the program.
This situation as described in the indictment was an aberration.
Yeah, he's a nice kid. I just think family life at home and stuff. He's had some problems, so.
The children were laying on the floor bleeding, you know, two of the children died, you know, one survived.
We are going to do so vigilantly, we are going to do so effectively, and we are going to do so in a manner that is consistent with our values and our ideals.
The President and the Secretary of State have made it clear that danger and difficulty cannot cause the United States to turn away.
I was coming off the bus, and I was coming up the block, and I seen the Chinese restaurant catering van making a U-turn. And he hit three kids. He crushed two. Blood was all over the place. I called 911 right away.
He sustained injuries to his body and head. CPR was given. The most heroic efforts were made.
It's not my fault, yeah? That's the fault. That's the MTS fault, right?
It's our understanding, based on the investigation, that he did not agree to participate in the program.
And it's very painful, just the thought of even knowing that he'll never have the opportunity to even see me.
Unicorn. Flying monkeys. What is this place?
It was Toto that made Dorothy laugh. He was a little black dog with long, silky hair.
David Patterson's a very competent guy. He'll make a good decision, and whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be good for the state, and I'll be thrilled to work with that person.
They knew there was going to be a good number of people, thousands, lined up at the door to get into the Walmart.
There's no way. You know, I don't want to run for the Senate. I don't. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to let somebody from the NRA represent New York State. I just can't do that.
Obviously, you're concerned, and, you know, Keon gutted it out, and you just hope with Devin that it's a short-term thing. He's been feeling the discomfort for around 2 or 3 days. He was able to practice with it, but it was just, you could tell early on, and he said, look, let me try to gut it out, but it was just too painful.
We will continue to move forward as a city, and we will do so with no barriers in our way, and ultimately, the people we need to thank are the citizens of Nashville for doing the right thing.
This is a real slap in the face of the majority of New Yorkers. She's not someone that just sits there and votes with the NRA. She's been very proactive on bringing legislation to the floor in Washington, for NRA issues. So that is not someone, in my opinion, that should be representing New York State.
What I think unifies this group is recognition that we are experiencing an unprecedented, perhaps, economic crisis that has to be dealt with and dealt with rapidly.
Weekends there is no business. The 7 train is down. Boyd Avenue Bridge is closed. Nobody can get here.
Very difficult to get patients to come into a dental office to begin with, but exactly, not anybody's favorite place to be to begin with.
I've always said, if someone comes forward, younger than me, that wants to do it, I will stand by that person. If no one comes forward, I will do a primary against her, and I will do it.
The real question that we now face is, what is President Obama's strategy to confront this threat from radical jihadists?
To us, his family, it seems like merely yesterday, and we are still all nursing broken hearts.
It's a surreal feeling. It's 8 nominations. I'm so happy for the movie. To see my name read with the other people up there is an incredible thing.
The one thing I know in my heart is that I did nothing wrong.
A lot of mixed emotions.
Over these next 2 years, you will get to know me, but much more importantly, I will get to know you.
But I'm looking for a sort of new generation of leadership. Someone who lives upstate, but knows a lot about downstate.
Not only did she make the bill stronger, she put other language in there that would hamper our police officers across this country on solving homicides and crimes.
For over 3 years, I've been the target of a Get Joe Bruno campaign, whether by the former Governor Spitzer or a politicized U.S. attorney.
He's been through something that has affected his life, his wife's life, his daughter's life, and his granddaughter is gone.
Not a big deal.
It's an enormous deal. This is real history here. This is sacred land.
First of all, they didn't miss a shot in the first 8 or 9 minutes, and then they got off to a hot start. We were pretty concerned, though. I didn't want it to turn into a Minnesota game where we spot them 20 points, and all of a sudden we're trying to come back. So we were able to make a run. Bench came in and played well once again tonight. It was a big effort from everybody.
We begin this year in this administration in the midst of an unprecedented crisis that calls for unprecedented action. Just this week, we saw more people file for unemployment than at any time in the last 26 years. And experts agree that if nothing is done, the unemployment rate could reach double digits. Our economy could fall $1 trillion short of its full capacity, which translates into more than $12,000 in lost income for a family of four. And we could lose a generation of potential as more young Americans are forced to forego college dreams or the chance to train for the jobs of the future. In short, if we do not act boldly and swiftly, a bad situation could become dramatically worse. That is why I've proposed an American Recovery and Reinvestment Plan
to immediately jumpstart job creation as well as long-term economic growth. I'm pleased to say that both parties in Congress are already hard at work on this plan, and I hope to sign it into law in less than a month. It's a plan that will save or create 3 to 4 million jobs over the next few years, and one that recognizes both the paradox and the promise of this moment. The fact that there are millions of Americans trying to find work, even as, all around the country, there's so much work to be done. That's why this is not just a short-term program to boost employment. It's one that will invest in our most important priorities, like energy and education, healthcare, and a new infrastructure that are necessary to keep us strong and competitive in the 21st century. Today, I'd like to talk specifically about the progress we expect to make in each of these areas. To accelerate the creation of a clean energy economy, we will double our capacity to generate alternative sources of energy like wind, solar, and biofuels over the next 3 years. We'll begin to build a new electricity grid that lay down more than 3,000 miles of transmission lines to convey this new energy from coast to coast. We'll save taxpayers $2 billion a year by making 75% of federal buildings more energy efficient and save the average working family $350 on their energy bills by weatherizing 2.5 million homes. To lower healthcare costs, cut medical errors, and improve care, we'll computerize the nation's health records in 5 years, saving billions of dollars in healthcare costs and countless lives. And we'll protect health insurance for more than 8 million Americans who are in danger of losing their coverage during this economic downturn. To ensure our children can compete and succeed in this new economy, we'll renovate and modernize 10,000 schools, building state-of-the-art classrooms, libraries, and labs to improve learning for over 5 million students. We'll invest more in Pell Grants to make college affordable for 7 million more students, provide a $2,500 college tax credit to 4 million students, and triple the number of fellowships in science to help spur the next generation of innovation. Finally, we will rebuild and retrofit America to meet the demands of the 21st century. That means repairing and modernizing thousands of miles of America's roadways and providing new mass transit options for millions of Americans. It means protecting America by securing 90 major ports and creating a better communications network for local law enforcement and public safety officials in the event of an emergency. And it means expanding broadband access to millions of Americans so business can compete on a level playing field wherever they're located. I know that some are skeptical about the size and scale of this recovery plan. I understand that skepticism, which is why this recovery plan must and will include unprecedented measures that will allow the American people to hold my administration accountable for these results. We won't just throw money at our problems. We'll invest in what works. Instead of politicians doling out money behind a veil of secrecy, decisions about where we invest will be made public and informed by independent experts whenever possible. We'll launch an unprecedented effort to root out waste, inefficiency, and unnecessary spending in our government. And every American will be able to see how and where we spend taxpayer dollars by going to a new website called recovery.gov. No one policy or program will solve the challenges we face right now, nor will this crisis recede in a short period of time. But if we act now and act boldly, if we start rewarding hard work and responsibility once more, if we act as citizens and not partisans and begin again the work of remaking America, then I have faith that we will emerge from this trying time even stronger and more prosperous than we were before. Thanks for listening.
This is not the first time we've seen deeply flawed, dysfunctional, or even illegal behavior by those with prosecutorial power.
The fire safety issues that have to be addressed are real issues, and there may be manageable ways in which we can do that.
That experience has carried with me all my life. And I would like to see other children have the opportunity to make it all the way to the top.
Then found out that it's not.
Not only in terms of job loss, but also in terms of some of the instabilities in the financial system.
The girls went to the windows, and I followed them, and sure enough, they came jumping out of the water like SeaWorld. And it was pretty exciting. And they were heading north towards Sandy Hook Bay, which eventually gets you, you know, to the ocean. And they were moving along quickly. They weren't staying in a stationary spot.
Purely on the gun issue, And I know New Yorkers upstate New York. I know New Yorkers certainly from one end of the state to the other that stand with me on this issue.
They're a good team. And, you know, obviously they came out with some adjustments in the second half. Obviously Tony's a lot more aggressive and they got him going. But, you know, Pop's a good coach and, you know, he definitely does the right thing.
I don't want to have a legislation that is used to as an engine for people to put on things that are not going to do what we're setting out to do, which is to turn this economy around.
Providing $300 billion of this package to states, $166 billion in direct aid to the states, another $140 billion in education funding, this is not going to do anything to stimulate our economy.
The bottom line in immigration, I think we should get to a place where we can have folks here legally, where they feel very comfortable and have a policy that reflects that as an American value.
Or me or any citizen to challenge charges that are brought against me is a fundamental violation of the Constitution. It is a trampling of the Constitution.
He embarked on an advertising campaign. Celery tastes so bad because it's so good for you. And you know what? The Goyim fell for it. And then once the Jews saw the Goyim drinking it, they started drinking it too. And that's, my friends, is what makes America so great. A person can make a fortune out of the manufacture and distribution of a product that tastes like dreck. And he left for Israel. He fought for almost 2 years, and they wouldn't let him in.
So, you know, it's meaningful. Teacher and building money for education is meaningful.
This is the biggest shot in the arm that the federal government is doing for New York. In a very, very long time. Let me say, this is basically about as good as we thought we'd get, and we're very pleased with it.
We saw these murderers stand up, disrupt court constantly, and say that they were proud of what they did on 9/11. They want transparency in this government. Let's let everybody see what's going on.
I want to try to have some justice for those needlessly murdered on 9/11.
It helps you say to your kids, see, I told you, we're in the best league in the country. Just stay tough. Don't listen to any of the negativity. This was huge for us today. And we deserved it. We needed it. And it was good for us. And I'm real proud that it happened.
It's going to go a long way to easing the city's budget crunch. It's not a panacea. The stimulus package is a silver lining in the dark economic cloud looming over our city and our metropolitan area. But it's not a silver bullet.
Nobody's suggesting he isn't going to make mistakes. He's a human being. I think he'll be a good president.
Is she pleased with my selection? She said she congratulated me. She's very warm. She called me after the selection and said the same things.
She had gotten no signal from me that she had to withdraw. She'd gotten no indication that she wouldn't be selected.
There were a combination of injuries that what appear to be both stabbings and shootings.
This stimulus is not a cure-all. It'll alleviate but not eliminate the tough choices that the mayor and the city council have to make and all the other localities have to make.
It will help. And I just, part of the answer is we don't know what's going to happen to our tax revenues.
Coach, you said, just come out here, compete, fight, and sit in for 40-plus minutes if you have to, and just give it up. You got to leave it on the court. That's what we did. We came out, we played hard. We had great intensity with each other, and we all believed that we could win, and we came out with the victory today.
We believe by increasing the amount of local participation and local support for the school, the schools will each have a better chance to survive and to thrive.
It's just a matter of whether or not they, you know, it's just do they really want to keep Catholic education going? And I don't think they really care. And I think this is an attempt for them to break the union and then ultimately do what they want with the schools.
I was down in Guantanamo last week, and I sat in on the trials. We saw these murderers stand up in court, disrupt court constantly, and say that they were proud of what they did on 9/11 and that they were glad they did it. They were calling for jihad against the United States.
A quiet guy, but at the same time, he seemed really nice every time I went to the store. Really polite. Thank you. Goodbye. You know, he seemed like a nice guy.
On behalf of Heath, his family, and his family on the dark night, I thank you.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Hit a tree, hit a signpost, and then ended up facing
kind of like northbound, and that's where the fire occurred.
They give everything that is asked of them at all the times, and I'm really proud of the way they followed it. We do have to figure out the start of games while we're going down. That's been a big problem the last three games. We've been able to overcome it at home. On the road, it's tougher to overcome.
I cannot promise a quick fix. No single technology or set of regulations will get the job done. But we will commit ourselves to steady, focused, pragmatic pursuit of an America that is freed from our energy dependence and empowered by a new energy economy.
In the stimulus package, there is a massive expansion, and what's most onerous about it is that it goes directly to children. Children can sign up and receive these drugs and devices without parental consent.
He's someone I work very closely with, obviously, throughout the whole of the Northern Ireland peace process. We had a very good working relationship.
I think he went out on a sour note. Maybe that's why he has a grudge. Maybe he does.
Yeah, I am, but I'd rather be with Gina than him.
We lose our interest, fine, but where is our principal that we put into the bank? People invested their personal money in their 401k and thinking they might lose completely.
When I heard the question, thought it over, I thought perhaps it would be a better idea to go at another time and stay right here with the leaders of the legislature and work on the budget.
There's nothing we can do at this point moment. Our money is tied up. And that's the question that's raising the red flag. Where is our principal that we put in that was supposed to be in escrow?
I saw him lifting the little girl, you know, into the car and out of the car, and, you know, he takes her every place. A little boy.
We were surprised by the discovery of a baby H.
I guess we have to sit back and wait.
I'm going to represent New York, so we're still going.
There was no other team ever brought into the equation. My mind never changed from the standpoint of, you know, when the season ended to this point. There was never another team brought up. I wanted to come back to the Yankees, and in my mind, I was going to be going back to the Yankees.
Most of them were saying, wow, you're the famous guy right now. And I noticed that the name on the business card matches the name on the driver's license. It taught me myself a lesson. Good things will lead to good things, and bad things will lead to bad things.
I've used a lot of the things that we did in Pittsburgh to help model what we're doing in Arizona. I think that obviously when you've been with an organization that's been as successful as Pittsburgh has, you learn a lot, not only from just the organization itself or from Bill Cowher, but from Mr. Rooney and everything that we've done there. A lot of those things we've tried to emulate.
I have very high expectations of myself. I just got to help this team out as much as possible and the best way I can. So when my jersey number's getting called to run a play, or make a play, I just got to step up and make that play.
He's down there right now with him lobbying on a bill.
He was with him last night.
They are doing very well. They are kicking, and they are doing amazingly well at this time.
Ron's going to talk to you about some sensitivities legislatively tonight when he sees you with regard to timing of all of this.
Right, before the end of the year, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Rod Blagojevich stated that the Senate seat, quote, is a effing valuable thing. You just don't give it away for nothing.
What I've got to do is work as hard as I can and then go to the voters as you get closer to election time and say, this is who I am, this is what I've done in the past, this is what I stand for, this is what I will do if you give me an opportunity to vote 4 more years of my life and the best job I've ever had.
While we were up there doing our searches, we could hear the transmissions below that the fire was kind of getting a little bit out of control.
Just one by one had brought both kids and the mother to the window and passed them off to Ed and bring them down to street level where EMS could start working on them.
It's a great feeling, especially having little kids of my own.
Everybody loved him, man. He was well-loved. Sweet guy. I know he'll give it up with no problem, no hassle. This shouldn't have happened to him. I hope they catch it before we do.
Two of the babies, they were on ventilator in the beginning, or we said they had a breathing tube to help with the breathing in the beginning. I was able to take those breathing tubes out last night, so they are breathing on their own.
Where did $370 million go?
It made me feel great about myself.
Very cold. It's uncomfortable. Florida. Texas.
That's right.
Yes. This winter in particular, yes. It's been really frustrating because the ice is actually the worst part of it. The snow's not, but the ice is really tricky. Yeah. It's scary at times. I will not walk around in the snow or ice.
The two things that I'm going to take with me more than anything when I leave this game, it's not going to be about touchdown passes thrown or games won. It's going to be being a part of two organizations that know
nobody expected anything from, and being able to be a part of them taking a run to the Super Bowl and exceeding expectations and changing perceptions of those two teams.
As football players, as athletes in general, don't really care what you guys say about these type of things. Quite honestly, you know, the media feeds off these predictions. Our mentality, whether you know you're favored or you're the underdog, has always been, you know, the game's got to be played.
Maybe he's willing to cooperate in some way, shape, or form. Absolutely. Well, that's what we're all hoping for, at least a small portion of it.
I am absolutely confident that we can deal with these issues, but the key right now is to make sure that we keep politics to a minimum. There are some legitimate philosophical differences with parts of my plan.
The agreement over some of the tax cuts that are in the package, we're clearly in agreement with that. It's just that we don't think the tax package is large enough.
He was going through some critical situations at the job. That's what he described in that two-page letter. Ongoing problems at the job, and that's what prompted him to take his own life and his family.
I didn't really think of taking it. The first thing that came to mind was bring it to school.
He was so happy. He said he wanted to meet the young man.
Yeah, I bought a video game and a Wii starter kit.
They are all breathing-wise, they are doing very well.
During each of the crimes, racial slurs were yelled. The defendants called their victims things such as beaners and wetbacks.
We have a plan in development that will make the schools whole, that will keep the schools operating without any kind of interference or interruption, and parents will be able to continue to send their children to school normally.
Yeah, actually I have a three-year-old, so I would worry about that definitely when I'm with him.
I mean, why wasn't it looked at in the first place?
Yeah, it's a big loss because you could be looking for a package or a check or something like that, and that doesn't come on Friday, and, well, now you have to wait until Monday.
I guess I would still like to be on Saturdays because a lot of people work Monday through Friday and can't really be there to pick up their packages.
We are all in this together. We understand that change is needed in our country. And today we have begun to turn around the ship of state.
I fear that Mr. Holder is not prepared to leave the Justice Department at a moment when this nation is waging an asymmetric war whose battlefield extends across the globe and onto U.S. soil.
Now I automatically just lost control of the wheel and I fell straight into a tree. I was driving towards the middle, like towards the middle of the lane just so I won't slip because my wheels are pretty bad. I should get that changed. And at the same time, I just lost control and it just fell outside of the road.
The homeless situation is getting worse. A lot of people I've seen that were working for a long time, they're actually losing their jobs.
People might not come out of where they are. Funding depends on that, so we need to be able to say to the federal government, to HUD, this is what we have in Bergen County, so we need X amount of dollars to service these people.
I thought the first half we were a little soft and didn't really get into them. We kind of played at their rhythm, and then the group, the starting group, the second half really came out. I thought they set the tone.
People have discussed legalizing both of those here. I think that it's not likely to happen, and I think we'll discuss that at another time in another forum.
But I guess it would be pretty disappointing. I like getting mail.
People, you know, looking for their checks and stuff, you know, and, you know, and they need their check, you know. This is a hard time now.
5 days is fine. It's one less day without a bill.
We have new charges against each and every one of those defendants involving 8 additional victims.
That's our goal, and we can achieve that goal. Now, whether we will or not, we'll see. We have to be, we need some luck because there's other teams in there, and injuries will play a part of it. Getting good breaks, hitting big shots, that's all a part of it.
When you compose, you have more freedom to decide what should go where, and when you're playing, you just have to play like some sheet music. And there's like no changes possible when you're playing it.
It kind of was a good warm-up for this, you know. I mean, we'll have a lot of crazy football fans, but you won't have Lincoln staring over your shoulder. So that takes some of the pressure off, you know.
I never, ever intended to commit a criminal act.
If I could have got to him, I would have got to him.
As a parent of 2 kids in New York City public schools, I would certainly like the school budget to be protected.
The money should be put back into the homeless organization. He cut a lot of homeless shelters, and he cut them, and I think that he should put it back.
You know, I think that you don't want to do any cuts on in the arts, I would say. Children really need cultural education.
And the fight goes on.
Just because I'm not governor anymore doesn't mean I'm not going to keep fighting for you and for the causes that I fought for my whole life, for ordinary people.
The governor's actions show a pattern of abuse which clearly tramples over the Illinois Constitution and violates his oath of office. The testimony presented definitely warrants the governor's removal from office.
You know, I've been wearing a brace on and off for about the past week and a half now just to get comfortable with it. And yesterday I was running and cutting, so, you know, I felt fine.
I don't think so, because that's money he's paying for his attorneys that could have gone to all the other investors, and whatever he's putting up should go all to the investors. He's going to tie up the house and whatever he's given to the bail bondsman. He shouldn't get out.
Not just me, but a lot more. Mm-hmm. You know? I hope it doesn't go ahead, though.
They're very well taken care of, and the city has a lot of laws already that exist that protect the horses.
When you think of Central Park, you think of horse and carriage. So embedded into history.
I signed this bill for my daughters and all those who will come after us, because I want them to grow up in a nation that values their contributions, where there are no limits to their dreams, and they have opportunities their mothers and grandmothers never could have imagined.
Well, most probably is for the money, you know. The people kill for the money, for you know, $2 they kill the people, you know. It's craziness, you know.
They rob them, you know, because gas station, store, always rob. I don't think they kill them for nothing.
They get a fair share, we should be getting for our tax dollars. Upstate New York gets a majority of our money.
If he's cutting down on law enforcement, then there's going to be a lot more trouble if he cuts down on the shelters.
I know there's a lot of scamming going on and absurd overtime, so that's where some of the fat could be cut.
They have to start acting in a more responsible fashion if we are to, together, get this economy rolling again.
How can you throw a governor out of office on a criminal complaint and you haven't been able to show or prove any criminal activity? How can you throw a governor elected twice by the people out of office when the rules don't even require that you prove up elements of criminal allegations?
Physically dragged her from the vehicle. As they were dragging her from the vehicle, Ms. Crespo then stated to her that if you continue with your lawsuit, I'm going to kill you. Extremely bizarre. Obviously, these were actions by young adults, almost embarrassed to call them adults.
We used one today to see how it worked, and it exploded in our hands. City administrative code requires that a toy gun be painted in orange or yellow or red completely, not just the tip. And these guns, in addition to being black, had a laser sight on them.
I wish the best to the Cardinals. They've been long-suffering. It's a great Cinderella story, but other than the Bears, the Steelers are probably the team that's closest to my heart.
I played for Pittsburgh for 10 years. My heart is with Pittsburgh, and you know, I want them to win, but I really believe that the Arizona Cardinals, this is their year to win the Super Bowl and really to kind of basically shock the world.
Pedophiles should be wearing ankle bracelets. They should be AIDS tested.
Everybody at school should be tested to know who's the one who got infected.
I now pronounce the judgment of conviction against Radar Blagojevich, thereby removing him from the office of governor. Effective immediately.
I'm obviously saddened and disappointed, but not at all surprised by what the state senate did today. It was something that I knew they would do a long time ago, pursuant to a variety of different dynamics that were taking place since the world changed for us on December the 9th.
So sad, so sobering, so very discouraging for all of us.
We're in the public every day. Horses are not abused. If they were, we would have been banned a long time ago.
The way the economy is right now, first of all, I would think that eliminating hundreds of jobs would not be something that they'd want to do.
We now can move forward to where we all hope to be.
You know, we just want to carry on and give people some smiles on Sunday and a good time and some inspiration. I'll date myself now. When I hear Steelers, I think Terry Bradshaw, all right?
They pitched a shutout 59-0, which again shows you just how fixed that decision was.
Here we go, Steelers, here we go.
I'm going to keep fighting to clear my name. I'm disappointed in the state senate's actions because they deprived me of an opportunity to bring witnesses and prove my innocence. I wanted to do that sooner rather than later. I guess I'll just have to wait until I have my date.
I just appreciate it. You know, never know if you'll ever get a chance to come back to one. Hope I do. Hope I can come back to a lot more. But if I don't, I'm going to enjoy this, soak it all up, and have fun.
This is something really serious. We're talking about AIDS. We're not talking about flu. You know, that's my concern.
People watching out for each other. You know, who are you? Why are you here? What are you? I don't know. I don't know what else to pretty much say to you. It's just scary.
And you know what? Level three? Then you know what? Maybe they should be in a facility and being watched.
Dwayne, he has a separated shoulder and a broken arm. And Dylan, he has a punctured lung. And he has a broken leg.
The two big unknowns, or three big unknowns, are what's going to happen to the economy, what's the state going to do, and what's the federal government going
to
do.
That it's better to reduce manning on 60 engines than it is to close 16 fire companies.
We know times are tough, and that everybody needs to share in making sacrifices. But this is shockingly disproportionate and unfair.
I'm thinking about my children. I'm not thinking about me. You don't treat children this way. You don't. Mayor Bloomberg doesn't scare me because I'm a kindergarten teacher.
It is an open investigation at this time, and we cannot really talk much about the investigation itself.
It was so unbearable. Could not sleep. I hear her voice all the time, and it was really heartbreaking, and my heart is still falling apart.
That's good. That's good. Very good. It's $50 one way. It's a leather seat, comfortable, you got space. You can fall asleep if you want, or you can hang out with your buddies.
This could open up Atlantic City to many of those New Yorkers that typically don't come down.
Probably not, just because I don't really like Atlantic City to begin with. A little dumpy. Not a big fan of the crowd.
Call Albany, because that's what I'm going to be doing.
It's time for something completely different, and we're going to bring it to them.
We can't replace all the jobs that are being lost. We can't save everybody's home. But we can make sure that nobody goes without a roof over their head, nobody goes without food in their stomach, that they can walk down the street safely, that they can send their kids to good public schools.
It's going to help me to keep my money in my pocket.
I'm already in trouble for Christmas shopping, so, yeah, I have to spend less.
We got too much expenses as it is, everything.
I'm a nurse. I'm going to lose my job. They closed the hospital. So sales tax is nothing to me.
Basically, they had to package him, and the big thing was getting him down, which they lowered him by ropes, and it was a success.
We need to level the playing field for workers and the unions that represent their interests. Because we know that you cannot have a strong middle class without a strong labor movement.
I was rushed. I put it just envelope and the silly. And my wife thought he's the mail because the envelope, so she gave to the mailman.
I have what could be or possibly be something that you lost in the mail.
Yes, yes. As I'm so happy.
The revelations have no doubt been alarming.
What we can't do is drag our feet or delay much longer.
I am astonished that at the very same time that President Obama is making public education a first priority, the city is seemingly making education a last priority.
You need underwear? You're going to buy underwear. That's it.
It's which store has what they want. It has nothing to do with taxes.
Well, what I heard is that a car was speeding down Marcy Avenue while my nephews was going to the store. And lost control and came on the sidewalk and struck my two nephews.
I can't look back on the Yankee years and be bitter. I was relieved when I left there, but my 12 years experience was wonderful, and I'm not going to make a negative of this, over, some people who, pick certain things out of books and want to talk about it.
The scaffolding and the load of whatever they had on it fell down, and he was working on there's a setback in the back that goes a little higher. He was on there, and then I think he fell from that down to the other roof.
Today we learned that our economy shrank in the last 3 months of 2008 by 3.8%. That's the worst contraction in close to three decades.
I would hope that somebody coming into our organization from the Pittsburgh Steelers would say there's a lot of similarities, because that's an organization that has been very successful, and we are hopeful that we can do a lot of the things that organization has done.
Still, the Devils control it in the Penguins' end is Green. Backhands went along the wall for Langenbrenner. Green gets it back. Now Green is Ajax. Has to move cross ice. Feed to Langenbrenner. And he buries it. And the Devils win in overtime 4-3.
She's going to be out there urging her members, yelling and screaming, it's not fair. I need Randy Weingard going to Albany. She's a very effective lobbyist.
I'm homeschooling our kids, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing that. Yes. That's right.
restaurant inspecting schedule will not affect the good guys. If you're doing a good job, keeping a good, clean restaurant, you won't pay a dime in fines, you won't get inspected one time more, and that's what we want everyone to do.
It appears that there have been previous breaks in the area of the legs that look to be already in the stages of healing. Again, this is only a five-month-old child.
Sometimes we see thrill seekers trying to start fires. Other times, it's those who are looking for attention. Some who are trying to act out against others.
Food, 90,000 pounds last year with a recipient value of about $150,000. So that all went to local food organizations, churches, soup kitchen shelters.
It puts a tax cut into the pockets of working families and places a down payment on America's future by investing in energy independence and education, affordable health care, and American infrastructure.
The task for Democrats in the House was to craft a stimulus plan that was timely, targeted, and temporary. Apparently, they didn't get the memo.
They got it.
He's in the rain. Because a lot of people see him.
A lady just told me that she seen him.
If I would have seen him, I would have followed him.
Scary, but then he didn't have no license. So he would have been in a lot of trouble.
He is in a lot of trouble, okay.
Yeah, they got him. That's a good thing. They got him.
They're playing great football right now. Their secondary's flying around, making plays all over the place. Their defensive line seems to be in the backfield on every play. It's we're going to have our hands full. I'll tell you that. We are.
If you're telling me she's all riled up, that's exactly what I'd like to hear. Just direct her to Albany, not to City Hall.
It's a bad time, and everybody's got to share in the pain. I'm 100% behind Bloomberg.
It appears that the baby has prior injuries as well.
Because this is going to have a chilling effect. There's no one who's going to walk into a restaurant that has a C. And there's no restaurant owner that's going to want to have a C hanging in their doorway. So they're going to clean up their act.
With the economy stalling and tax revenues falling, that necessarily involves making some hard choices.
I want you to step back from the guacamole dip. I want you to put the chicken fingers down and turn your television.
He drank, he shouldn't be driving. That's the bottom line. I feel sorry for the victim and his family, and it must be a very sad day for them.
It is a second and goal at the 7. Roethlisberger takes the snap out of the gun, looking right, looking left, and now throws to the far side. Pascal Holmes is caught. Santonio Holmes at the far side makes the catch, and the Steelers are back in front.
To stay in their homes, keep their small businesses open, find new jobs, feed their families, and stabilize their finances.
The primary producers of ideas are the children in our recreation centers, but we're really open to anybody who'd like to make a suggestion, and then we'll see what we come up with.
Investigators say that they have not been able to trace this particular common strain to anyone who's actually fallen sick, but it's an intriguing clue. It's going to lead investigators to look into whether they have common suppliers, whether there's something in the water or the air, or maybe some animals in that region.
Terrible. Disgusting. Poor kid crossing the street, went over. It's not good.
When you're drinking, you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea. That's the whole idea of drunk driving, right? They don't mean to hit anybody. They don't mean to kill anybody, but you can't drink and drive.
We have a preliminary magnitude of a 3.0, and that occurred at the local time of 10:34 p.m.
Things are as bad as they can be. I am forced by these desperate economic times to dismantle 10% of the county workforce.
I think it's a shameful act, and we're going to fight it.
It's just a complete shock. Out of nowhere, this thing happened. When she started crying, she woke up her mother, and then that's when she got up and got the kids out of the house and tried to do whatever she can.
Fire showing out every window on the first floor, going up to the second floor.
We just believe that this is a time when nothing should be considered a sacred cow.
To tell Monique that if she doesn't recant, she would never see her daughter again.
It adds to it. You want to play well here. And, I've had games where assist total's been high. I had games where the point total's been high. It just depends on what rhythm you're in.
Tough when he's so good at drawing fouls and he's so good at
hitting shots over the top, and he wasn't just sitting there dunking and getting layups. It's not like, you know, guys were playing soft or anything like that. It's just, you know, a guy plays like that and he's hitting shots. You got to give him his credit. There's very few guys in the NBA that can put together a streak like that.
You know, I was playing a guy, an Oscar-crazed weirdo, whose every motivation was somehow geared towards accolades. So I thought it was kind of what isn't ironic when you think about me standing up here right now?
Free food. You know, you gotta eat. Very hungry.
I wonder where the kids are. Why aren't they in school? Why aren't, you know, there's a tremendous amount of people here. And they're all eating for free. We're not making any money. And we're absolutely ecstatic about it. People coming from New York. There are people coming from far in Bronx. I mean, this phone has not stopped ringing.
It's been an honor that has been really tough for me to put into words, and certainly understanding the history of our great game, the original six, and certainly the gentlemen that have worn this jersey, having the privilege of playing with Mike, Mark, and Brian, and what they meant to this organization.
Ultimately, there's no excuse for them. And, you know, I think that Tom, as well as myself, understood that. I think he made the assessment that it was going to be too much of a distraction.
I got trampled on, and luckily some girls picked me up and sort of shoved me through the stairwell, and then I had to make a split decision whether or not to continue or to withdraw, because I was in quite a lot of pain.
Brian sat in that room. Brian was supportive of me, and I think that was written in the book. We disagreed on a number of instances, a number of things, but, you know, Brian, we got along.
The only thing that I can see that could hurt Joe Torre is that if it upsets the Yankees, he'll have a hard time getting his number retired.
We have to be prepared for the worst, but we are hoping for the best.
When I'm playing black, I would move my pawn one square from the queen side to open up my bishop. And when I'm playing for white, I would kind of like make some random moves and see how the position goes.
I've been wanting to be on your show in the worst way for the longest time.
Well, you're on in the worst way, believe me.
Ultimately, it's important for this administration to send a message that there aren't two sets of rules. You know, one for prominent people and one for ordinary folks who have to pay their taxes.
This is the place where I always felt at home. So much so that right now I feel as if 18,200 of my closest friends are right here in my living room. How can I tell everyone here tonight and everyone who's been part of my magical New York experience how appreciative I am to have been a part of your lives?
There's plenty of other companies, large companies, that have applied to the federal government for TARP payments and are receiving TARP payments that have their name on other buildings.
We need to sober up here and take a look at what we're doing. Everybody agrees that there ought to be a stimulus package. The question is, how big and what do we spend it on?
Eggs, pancakes, bacon, and sausage. $0.
Absolutely.
We're going to get the regular Grand Slammer. It's really good.
Well, it tastes good, too.
About 15 minutes to half an hour. At times, it's been a little bit more. Non-stop incoming people since 5:30 in the morning. They have not stopped.
You know, the tough times for me the last couple of years, there's no question.
This is a self-induced injury that I'm angry about, and we're going to make sure we get it fixed.
If we can get the 7% across the board cut, we don't need to do this stuff.
I really don't think I violate anything. Stuff that's, you know, is being talked about with individual players. I mean, David Wells especially. I mean, I don't know how many times I've been in this group, and we all say, well, it's David Wells.
The technology that's used to propel the satellite into space is one that could also be used to propel, you know, long-range ballistic missiles.
These convicted registered sex offenders clearly create profiles seeking to prey on children.
Most of the programs that have been criticized as part of this package amount to less than 1% of the overall package, and it makes for good copy. But here's the thing, we can't afford to play the usual politics at a time when the economy continues to worsen.
If everybody else is going to do it, then we'd have to consider it. But I think CBS Radio and all the others around the country would have to not take money from Citi if they're going to advertise with you, or Bank of America, or JP Morgan Chase, and all the car companies. Anybody that's receiving TARP funds or government funds right now because of the state of the economy would have to forego that.
Listen, I want to make it clear again. I don't want to do any of this stuff. I don't like the idea of doing this. I've never laid off a person in my 15 years in public life.
And I screwed up.
I'm scared. It's just crazy.
So I don't even know why they gave you a telephone number, because you cannot get through to unemployment on the telephone.
I got locked out online, and I couldn't apply for my claim on the phone.
It's $130 a week I got to pay. Plus my bills, I have the $8 left over a month.
4 weeks, that's $2,240. My mortgage is $2,700, so I start the month off in a negative deficit.
You're getting signs saying this, you know, they're performing user maintenance, but then you're seeing all these tickets starting to post and list, and how are people getting them if, you know, you're not able to access the web page?
I cannot believe that they didn't work in conjunction with one another. They're both on the website, have a website. It seems to me that this is collusion in its worst form.
You have to be able to swim 50 yards in 35 seconds or less with proper form, and you have to pass a vision test. You can't wear glasses or contact lenses during the eye exam. And you just have to be 16 years old by the time you start work, say by July 4th of this year.
You can't say that this is the same as any other road game. It's not, because it's the mecca of basketball. A lot of things have happened in this building. Great history. The fans have seen a lot. You know, this is, like Kobe said, this is the last building that's, you know, that's still alive.
Welcome to the official renaming ceremony of Barack Obama Elementary School.
My school is one of the first schools in America to be named after our 44th president. Yeah.
Scheme to endanger the public.
Take it away. The men who go there know exactly what's going on in there.
I'm from here, like, every night with my mom to go wash. But yeah, it's kind of dangerous around here because there'd be so many people walking around, you know, getting into stores, robbing stores, especially in the night. When I'm alone, like, you gotta walk fast in the streets because you never know.
There was an explosion. It was heard about at least a mile away in West Memphis. People in their house heard this violent explosion. As I said, a mile away in the house, and they heard it go off.
About the weight of that aircraft was a very, very important factor in that plane taking off that day, loaded the way it was, and not getting very far.
No, absolutely not. I'm here today and stronger, and I'm going to face this world, and nothing is going to get in my way.
This work is important because whether it's a secular group advising families facing foreclosure or faith-based groups providing job training to those who need work, few are closer to what's happening on our streets and in our neighborhoods than these organizations.
You know, the biggest thing is you know, I clearly made some bad, you know, bad judgments and mistakes in my life, and you know, I think the best thing is you know, learn from your mistakes, and you know, that's already what I've done and what I continue to do.
But I can't stand you, honestly.
Which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be nuts.
Don't come to the table with the same tired arguments and worn ideas that helped to create this crisis.
This is Cactus 1539. It birds to lost thrust on both engines returning back towards LaGuardia.
My initial reaction was one of disbelief.
We're unable. We may end up in the Hudson.
I'm sorry. Say again, Cactus.
At least one of the facilities which we had identified in New Jersey belonging to a manufacturer called Fruitarom, Fruitarom, processes these seeds for fragrances on a regular basis.
I don't know nothing about nothing. I don't know nothing about nothing.
Stuff comes out of that building, and it comes on my trucks. So I'm right next door, and there is some kind of smell, yes. I don't know, like a syrup, something sweet, candy.
Sometimes you get all different kinds of smells. You get strawberries, you get sweet smells. It's all different kinds of sweet smell. No, it just smells good.
Judith Guria of Sanctified Learning Center. We allege stole over $14,000 by submitting false invoices for computer equipment, tables, and books. And we were able to trace Ms. Guria's stolen funds for purchased plane tickets and the payment of her personal credit card bills from Saks Fifth Avenue and Macy's.
We are not going to get relief by turning back to the very same policies that for the last 8 years doubled the national debt and throw our economy into a tailspin.
I was very satisfied with the meeting. He was so sincere. He was concerned. He was compassionate. I think he made every effort to allay our fears, any fears that someone might have had regarding, you know, what's going to happen to these people. Are they being let go?
Never in my life. This is embarrassing. I'm really scared, and I'm really devastated. And it totally destroyed my private life, my professional life, everything is destroyed.
I'm gonna kick your. You don't shut up for a second, all right?
I'm gonna go. Do you want me to go trash your lights? Do you want me to trash them? Then why are you trashing my scene?
There is nobody that has heard that tape that is hit harder by it than me. I make no excuses for it. It is inexcusable. And I hope that that is absolutely clear.
We have some who want a number lower. We have some who want a number higher.
I wanted them all transferred. Those are my children. And that's what was available, and I used them.
It's about helping the American people. And surely, we ought to be able to come together to advance that goal.
I've been involved in a lot of bipartisan legislation around here, Mr. President, but I guarantee you, this is not bipartisan.
It doesn't surprise me that that's considered middle class in New York. Every place else, that's wealthy.
It doesn't, because I guess you've grown used to it. But our houses are worth more than theirs. I mean, they're assets.
This is a big loss. There's no question about that. But you know what? 3-2, 10-2. A loss is a loss. The one thing we can't do is hide behind a low-scoring game this time around. We got hammered.
We voiced all our concerns. You heard our questions for 45 minutes. He answered our questions. And we told him that these, you know, I was at the trials at Guantanamo. These guys laughed, said they bragged that they killed our sons, and that we want justice, and he promised that he would get us swift and certain justice.
He explained very thoroughly, comprehensively, that he's very committed to the same things that we want.
But as a result of an investigation of someone other than my client was picked up in the net.
But Iran has acted in ways that are not conducive to peace in the region or to the prosperity of its own people. Its illicit nuclear program has been one of those manifestations.
It will help Americans throughout this country who are struggling because they've lost their jobs.
We will ask others to take responsibility for some of those now in Guantanamo as we determine to close it. Our security is shared, and so too, I'd respectfully suggest, is our responsibility to defend it.
I initially came into this meeting very negative thoughts, thinking, well, why in the heck are you releasing these people? And the way he explained things, I have a lot of confidence in this president now.
I do not believe that there is any doubt that the economy would be enormously worse off without it. And that's the kind of a choice we have to make.
Democrats and Republicans came together in the Senate and responded appropriately to the urgency this moment demands.
School was in, so to say. It was a learning process for us. You know, we learned in the last three games that, you know, each and every possession is very valuable. You know, how hard you have to play and how consistent you have to be.
And the mayor was like Noah. He's throwing out a life preserver, and I'm going to grab it. Because it may be possible that we do something that has not been done in the past. And again, our whole emphasis is the students.
It depends on the time. Sometimes I'm rushing. I just get some money and I'm running out. But I try to, especially late at night.
What hurts the most? I can't remember his laugh. I can't hold him, hear him, or see him.
If you're a wealthy person, you get to, be in your penthouse. And if you're a poor person and you're an hour late for parole, you get arrested. And there should be one standard of justice for all of us.
We'll be willing to talk to Iran and to offer a very clear choice. Continue down the current course, and there will be continued pressure and isolation.
There's legal issues. We need state legislation. But what we're talking about is four schools with 500 or 600 students that could hold 1,000 students. Conceivably, it could be done for next September. We certainly need the space now, so as expeditiously as possible, if it's possible.
Tomorrow night at 7, the Beatles read their own poetry on a documentary, Meet the Beatles.
Oh, no.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Tomorrow night from 7 to 8, here it wins.
Found him seated on the chair with the gun in his lap, and the couple was dead in the bedroom. The ex-boyfriend came in. I don't know if she was an unexpected guest or if he just showed up, but he came in and he shot them, and then he turned the gun on himself. So it's kind of like a bizarre love triangle, you know?
Well, and don't tell me these guys didn't know about it. They're smart. They know what's going on. I don't know if he cheated. I mean, he cheated in terms of breaking the rules. It was unethical. In this day and age, with the amount of money, I think there's somewhat incentive to cheat.
I have to say, I'm probably not surprised if I actually gave it some thought. This is the first I'm hearing of it. But, I think it's disappointing because there are tons of young kids out here that that look up to these guys. And
you know, our deflection total was the high of the year. You know, we shared the ball, indicative of the assist to field goals. And then, you know, when you look at the rebound free throw game. So our guys gave a great effort. You know, I'm proud of the way we played tonight.
Get lost.
My dad was a couple in the building, and our ex-boyfriend had came home and shot them, and then he turned the gun on himself and shot himself.
For the record, have you ever used steroids, human growth hormone, or any other performance-enhancing substance?
No.
You know, it seemed like he was all about his numbers, and then when the playoffs ended, he really didn't care. To find out now that he was using steroids as well, I think that he already has a negative fit with the team. And with that coming out now, I think it's really time for him to leave. None at all. He is, but he's a great player for himself.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Enjoying a beautiful day today.
It's wonderful to be alive in New York City on a day like today.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you resident?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Welcome tonight.
2,500 dogs, 170 different breeds and varieties, and an exciting time for all of us. Let's see who's going to be crowned America's dog for the next year. Each breed is judged against a breed standard, which is a written description of the ideal specimen of that breed that tells you things that vary from cosmetic to things that are part of them performing their function.
In the backseat, you have this new and emerging entertainment value that's come about where kids, you know, between the ages of, say, 10 and 24, young adults, are going on for IM and chatting. They're sharing pictures. They're on Facebook.
It's lovely.
Give us a break. It's invigorating.
Might even get the grill out today. Who knows? We're responsible for the weather because we came up in August and it was only 70. And now we came back in the winter and it's 50. So you can thank us and have all your listeners thank the good people from Philadelphia that came up to visit.
I broke road on Friday when it was 18 degrees up the Hudson River, and today it's 52. So I'm enjoying the pleasure of being in Central Park on such a wonderful pre-spring day.
We've erected a number of emergency relief centers in the vicinity of the areas largely affected. So lots of different centers in the different areas.
I'm for ice fishing. That's not the point. But there's no section of the law about stupidity because they could all be arrested today for that.
President Obama has given a vision for peace and a plan for a change strategy. Afghanistan welcomes that. We will invite all those Taliban who are not part of Al-Qaeda, who are not part of terrorist networks.
I just love Central Park. The weather is great. Being on a bike is wonderful, and good to be alive.
Just absolutely gorgeous.
Good day to be outdoors, right?
Sun, I need the sun. Take me away. I need the sun.
This is going to be relentless. Every day. And Alex lets little things bother him. And this is definitely not a little thing, obviously.
He has insisted that this not be Washington business as usual. No earmarks. We don't engage in wasteful programs just because they're a tradition or someone's prerogative. So it's not going to be a matter of choosing between two products. It's going to be a matter of creating the best possible bill we can for the country.
We want an end to the legal scalping in the United States of America. I've had 1,000 complaints in my office.
If these two companies were to merge, there'd be a virtual monopoly on selling concert tickets.
Long intended evening.
Have it graded and appraised, see what type of value it had on it.
Couldn't find any major flaws in it, so I told them it was going to be possible flawless diamond, almost definitely colorless, which is a D color.
You can feel a little bit the difference already. You can see the animals are getting a little bit more lively. Walking my dog and going out a little bit, probably to Brighton Beach, take a nice walk on the boardwalk, get some fresh sea air.
Might even get the grill out today. Who knows? That's what it feels like.
We watched the house next door just erupt, and then every house going down, you could hear the gas bottles starting to fizz, and you'd watch one house after another.
Everybody's really on the same page now and just working together where, you know, it's more communication on the floor, especially on the defensive end, and like I said, sharing the ball on the offensive end.
You can go on there and look at four different items, from earrings to rings and necklaces, and you have 15 minutes to tell them that you want that, and all you pay for is shipping. Skincare and lifestyle brand Philosophy is launching a new website. It's called philosophygiveslove.com.
Check.
to this church, received Holy Communion, and went straight to heaven.
I'm feeling very well, yes. Best shape I've ever been in. 57 years old, I have the heart of a 26-year-old, so I got half my life back.
How does Ticketnow get its tickets? From the parent company of Ticketmaster.
At 1 minute later.
It's a nice deal. And I don't think, at present, I don't think it's illegal.
The merged company would control virtually the entire music industry.
Money to go to the states to stop them from laying off cops and firefighters. Money to help keep teachers going. Those are jobs.
We promised all of us that we would work in a more bipartisan, inclusive fashion, and that's certainly not been the case with this bill, and I regret that deeply.
You start out when they're very young and just put them on the leash and then just train them with, like, cookies and other things. For grooming, you just pretty much put them in the bathtub and shave them like you shave your own legs.
I wish I could have known him. You died a hero. That's how I see it.
I've never, ever experienced something like that.
Dennis, I have finally managed to convert you to a Jets fan. I am glad you have seen the light of day.
He drives up there! Oh, man! Brandon Roy, Heartbreak City, for the New York Knicks.
Give the foul, man. You have a foul.
First, I would like to thank God who has brought me through. I would like to thank my family in heaven and those who are here today.
I would not be here if it wasn't for your son. All I can say is thank you, and I will do my best to be the kind of person he would have been.
Blue chip economists think that the unemployment rate will top out somewhere over 8% in the second quarter. However, there's some that are saying 9%. And they expect that rate to continue into 2010, even as the economy picks up. Unemployment is likely to stay at that high level for a prolonged period of time.
I'm just sorry. I'm sorry for that time. I'm sorry to my fans.
The plan's not perfect.
No plan is.
Thank you for renewing our faith in the strength of human spirit.
It's a very serious crime, and he faces up to 2 years in jail.
To be quite honest, I don't know exactly what substance I was guilty of using.
You know, you got little kids that look up to this guy and buy the T-shirts, the hats. You know, some little kid somewhere is an A-Rod fan, so if he sees A-Rod do it, and he may not have the proper role model, he's going to follow A-Rod, and it never ends.
You can't penalize people forever for what they did in the past. Yeah.
The thing about the list that you supposedly are concerned with is the fact that there was supposed to be an anonymous tab. I'm sure you guys probably have tests. You have testing you have to do, and then it's not made public. So I think it gets to a point where someone's supposed to be anonymous or should have remained that way. That's where it becomes unfair.
If there's anyone out there who still doesn't believe this constitutes a full-blown crisis, I suggest speaking to one of the millions of Americans whose lives have been turned upside down because they don't know where their next paycheck is coming from.
You know, I just love coming here and have always enjoyed it. Didn't realize we were going to stay quite as long as we did that evening, but I'm so grateful to how you reacted and helped us. And, you know, this is just such a wonderful city. And if this key makes me a New Yorker, I hope it does, because I'd love to be considered a New Yorker.
We'd be happy to make you a taxpayer, too.
We located the individual that had thrown the cat out the window. Turned out that the individual threw it out the 14th floor window. The cat belonged to his mother, and he's only been recently staying with the mother, I think, for the last 6 months.
I was young. I was stupid. I was naive. And I wanted to prove to everyone that, you know, I was worth, you know, and being one of the greatest players of all time.
I really don't know.
Wow.
To be honest with you, no. Since it was so long ago and that it's not recent, I mean, only thing that might give him a hard time for lying.
If he was positive during the 03 season, strip him of everything. Make him re-earn that. Kick him out of baseball. Did it to Pete Rose for gambling.
My administration inherited a deficit of over $1 trillion. But because we also inherited the most profound economic emergency since the Great Depression, doing little or nothing at all will result in even greater deficits, even greater job loss, even greater loss of income, and even greater loss of confidence. Those are deficits that could turn a crisis into a catastrophe, and I refuse to let that happen.
I needed to keep the wings exactly level at touchdown. I needed to make the rate of descent survivable. I needed to touch down in a nose-up attitude. I needed to touch down just above our minimum flying speed. And all those needed to occur simultaneously.
There's a very big difference between making sure hunters can hunt and fighting against gun violence.
I will definitely give her a chance to put into effect what she said she was going to do. I definitely will do that.
People ask, well, is it going to be a distraction for the team or anything like that? I mean, besides the initial questions that you get, after that, really, they only talk about it so much.
Her dad and I were talking to the doctor, and we said she's not married. She wants children, and she really does not have any means to support them. So she really should not have any more. That's enough.
I felt like I had all the weight of the world on top of me, and I needed to perform.
I feel she's getting ready to get the help that she mostly needed.
I'm just sorry. I'm sorry for that time. I'm sorry to my fans. I'm sorry for my fans in Texas. It wasn't until then that I ever thought about substance of any kind.
That's a bad example. I don't really think that's a good example for anybody.
It's going to hurt. His reputation is going to hurt the Yankees somewhat. But I don't think the damage is going to be severe. It's something that they'll be able to get over. It's just going to take time.
It tarnishes an entire era to some degree. And it's unfortunate because I think there are a lot of ball players who played it straight.
This is not a good thing. This is the perfect thing that can happen. Because going to jail is not going to do anything but make her mind even worse.
I want her to go to proper trial for what she's done. My children deserve a proper trial in court.
When they start characterizing this as pork without acknowledging that there are no earmarks in this package, something, again, that was pretty rare over the last 8 years, then you get a feeling that maybe we're playing politics instead of actually trying to solve problems for the American people.
Well, I think the fans will be forgiving as long as he admits it. You know, eventually they'll be nice to him.
In baseball here in the Bronx, you got people's kids that work hard to get there. And if you're taking steroids, you didn't do it from the heart. I've been a Yankee fan since I was a little kid, you know, and that's not what the Yankees and baseball sport is about.
I can't tell you for sure that everything in this plan will work exactly as we hope, but I can tell you with complete confidence that a failure to act will only deepen this crisis, as well as the pain felt by millions of Americans.
This unfortunate incident had to happen. It couldn't have happened at a better place with all of the rescue workers, the ferry workers. I have a lot of people to thank. The NYPD, I mean, personally, I've had personal people, and just ferry boat passengers and Roosevelt Hospital.
We are going to work on legislation to end gun trafficking.
You just got to give a person a chance. Even though she has one view, maybe we enlighten her today to have another view.
We know that influenza vaccination works. It's the best way to prevent getting sick. We know that the influenza vaccination is safe, has a long track record of safety.
We don't expect the unemployment rate to begin to decline until 2010. Currently 12 months into a very deep recession, likely to be the deepest since World War II. Declines in real earnings ran anywhere from 12% to 24% in the financial sector.
I love practicing medicine. To me, if I could have made a living some other way, I could have practiced all my life without salary or without the income from it.
Water came over the windshield and the airplane nose popped up, and as you can see in the pictures, it was bobbing there nose high. And I said to Sully, I said, that wasn't so bad. And it wasn't.
He knew that the son did not like cats, or did not like her cat. And the individual, you know, stated to us while we were speaking with him was that he hated cats.
There's no words to describe it, other than it's mass murder.
If we get things right, then starting next year, we can start seeing some significant improvement.
But at least he's fessing up to it, you know what I'm saying? He's admitting to it. I think it's only 3 years.
As much as we do, the NYPD, even with the Coast Guard's assistance, cannot fully protect the harbor, especially when one considers the vast amounts of uninspected cargo that enters the port of New York and New Jersey. I've testified before Congress about the urgent need for better port and maritime security. Mumbai
was just another reminder.
The largest deployment of these panels going on 200,000 utility poles continue to become more efficient and drive the cost down.
Thankfully, the daughter was not struck by the vehicle.
Wall Street, I think, is hoping for an easy out on this thing. And there is no easy out.
If you stopped him and he ran, then I imagine you should. He had something where you should give chase, right? I mean, that is perfectly logical. But if you shoot him while he's running, I have a problem with that.
A black Honda had been spotted by witnesses fleeing the scene. The same Honda had been pursued earlier, minutes earlier.
Dr. Lucenti gained a reputation as someone who would sell prescriptions to any bodybuilder, weightlifter, or would-be athlete.
The Islanders have been trying to get a decent place in Long Island, and now there's a possibility, a danger of them moving to someplace like Kansas City. It would be far better to keep them around here, and no better place than Willis Point if no one else can think of a better place.
We're going to continue throughout the night if necessary to see what we can do to work this out.
It's a very good start in order to get the industry and all of us moving in the right direction.
The ayes are 61, the nays are 37. H.R. 1 as amended passes.
By the way, I just want to announce that the Senate just passed our recovery and reinvestment plan.
Now, what we started to do is train additional officers in the use of heavy weapons and tactics that would be used in those situations. They would be used to supplement our emergency service officers.
When we're starting to thin out the ranks of those in the NYPD in terms of overall headcount, something has to give.
I got kids, so that's very scary. I got 14-year-old and 15-year-old kids. Daughters.
Yeah, sometimes I walk. Now I'm thinking I'm glad I didn't walk. I was about to walk.
Municipal buildings and also schools, we can place our solar panels on those facilities and provide them the equivalent of free electricity to move towards a zero-based or low-carbon generation.